One. Talk your talk.
I'm in your mama room.
I'm in the sister room.
I'm in your auntie room.
Let's go. Talk your talk. We're gonna take it to the mo. Talk your talk. Yes, sir. What's up? It wasn't loud enough. It was like medium. Hold on. There we go. Talk your talk.
I'm in your mama room.
I'm in the sister room.
I'm in your auntie room.
Let's go. Talk your talk finna take it to the woo. Talk your talk finna take it to the woo. Talk your talk finna take it to the woo. 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 What's up? It's your boy T.P. Miller back at it again with another episode of Talk Your Talk Podcast. Your mama favorite podcast.
On the neighborhood.
Your auntie favorite podcast.
Yes, sir.
Your sister favorite podcast.
Yeah.
Whoa. And the Miami Entertainment Awards nominated podcast. Let's go. If you haven't voted for us yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Make sure you go on MiamiEntertainmentAwards.com and go to Best Podcast. You see Talk Yo Talk. And what's crazy, like I know I said this last episode, what's crazy is we nominated with over 4 other podcasts that had their podcasts for 4 or 5 years. That's been doing this.
Right.
But we so blessed to be in the midst.
Be blessed.
Of the best podcast in Miami.
And I'm
so excited, man. I'm so excited. And you already know what we're doing. We own this Patron and Casamigos. So, oh, yeah. Shout out to Kat Coins. She sponsored the bottles for this episode. And also, Kat Coins is she's a hairstylist. From down south.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And she's nominated for a Miami Entertainment Award as well.
Okay.
And she's also launching a new business called Coin Cam. The 360 photo thing. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, man. So
we need that down south. We need that.
Yeah, man. So make sure you go down to get your hair done from Kat Coins. She sponsored the bottles for us this episode. Make sure you vote for her as well.
Where's she from?
She's from Homestead. Her shop
you
is Homestead.
You feel me? You down south.
Down south, bro. She's the only down south hairstylist that got nominated.
That got nominated. That's nice.
Ain't, that's not like nobody else, but that's good. Down south finally getting the light.
Yeah, because it's the show is up north.
Yeah, the show is really up north. I ain't gonna lie to you. She the only one. We the only ones down south.
Because the show really.
And for the best social media influencer, I'm the only one from down south, and I'm so excited to see that down south finally getting the light that we deserve.
Pookie.
Oh, Pookie, best comedian. Pookie's nominated for best comedian. Yeah, shout out to down south.
In the building,
yeah, man.
Please,
so we got a couple people from down south that's really, really going to be there. Because last time it was only me and Mike Smith.
Oh, shit.
And my mama. My mama from down south, she got nominated for best gospel artist. Yeah. The only one from down south. So, yeah, man, we breaking numbers, man. But again, shout out to Kat Coins for the bottles she hooked us up with tonight for this episode. This episode is going to be a good episode. I feel it. I feel it, bro. I feel like this episode, I know this episode gonna be good because we are Miami Entertainment Award nominated.
Right.
Okay.
And you can vote one time a day. I make my kids vote every day. Shout out to CDC Summer Camp.
Straight up.
You can vote as many times as you want?
One time a day.
One time
but
a day.
But I'm saying like.
You can vote every day.
So every day when you wake up, thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
Put an alarm on. Don't forget, while I'm on the bottles, don't forget you got to follow her.
Coin by Kat.
Right now.
Coin_by_Kat. K-A-T-T. She's so funny.
Spell the rest. Coin with a K.
Coin with a C, bro.
It's Instagram. People be spelling shit how they
want to. You're right. I'll take that. So Coin by Kat, she really, really looked out for real. I know I'm putting emphasis on this because she was our first sponsorship with a bottle. Since we had the Talk and Talk episode.
Yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, so I appreciate that for real. She really showed love. Please vote for her. Down south, come down like, hi. You feel what I'm saying?
Show up, show out. Yeah, you heard me?
We really showing out the Miami Entertainment Awards, man. So, yeah, don't forget to vote. You know, if you need a cheat sheet, let me know. I got a cheat sheet getting made right now for down south.
It's the polls, huh?
It's the polls. I got a cheat sheet made for down south only. Got best comedian, Pookie. You got best social media influencer, T.P. Miller. You got best hairstylist, Coin by Kat. You got best podcast, Talk Your Talk podcast.
You got one of them things that they be passing
election.
Out. That's
election.
You going to the election.
That's
who I need to vote for. They got a whole list of everybody I need to vote for. Yeah, I like that.
What's on you?
What area you stay in? You need this cheat sheet right here.
And it's on the website. Right, you don't even got to go nowhere to vote. You go on the website. Go on your phone. Go on your tablet. Use your smart TV. MiamiEntertainmentAwards.com.
Wait, so can I like I can vote off the smart TV.
You can do it on smart TV.
And then vote off my phone.
And then vote off my phone. You got to be two different kind of browsers. You feel me? Not browsers, but different IP addresses. Oh, okay. You feel me? I don't. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, you scam.
They gonna say
you
scamming. Temperate numbers.
Oh, you be scamming the streams. Don't let me get a number two.
So I can't. I wish I can, but
gotta hit up them niggas in India.
I wish I can, but
hit up them niggas in India. They gotta plant 50,000 people in a computer with the song on replay.
Gee.
They be doing that shit.
But yeah, man, so make sure you handle that. Make sure you vote for him. I'm good right now. Make sure you vote for him. Make sure you show love.
Right.
And also, our cameraman will be doing the red carpet event. Don's Digital will be on the red carpet.
Right.
Interviewing big names, interviewing big people, him and Micaiah.
Yeah, they will be there.
They will be there. Oh, my God. The red carpet. This is amazing.
And they treat you like Doug said.
Y'all know I be hogging this
say,
shit.
What you say, Doug? Treat you like a player.
Treat us like a player, man.
Nah, they do at the red carpet, for real.
Yeah, they treat you like a player.
You going to see, because you got nominated for an award for a Miami Entertainment Award, sir.
They treat you right. You get interviews, all that.
Hey, I'm going to let you know the date ahead of time. I don't need no excuses. I got it.
See, you know what
happened? I'm going to be sick. If there ain't nothing else, I'm going to be sick.
I
got to
close the day, man.
And shout out to everybody that already been voting for me, that sent me screenshots, that's tagging me on Instagram, that's talking Talk Your Talk on Instagram. Really appreciate y'all for real.
Right.
But this is Talk Your Talk Podcast. And
you don't want that?
All right, it's my birthday.
I said, damn.
But this is Talk Your Talk Podcast, your mom's favorite podcast, your sister's favorite podcast. And you know how we do. This is a special episode.
Right.
Man Cave, you know we do this once a month.
Yeah, Man Cave.
Shout
episode.
Out to B with a T.
Maybe shout one, out to the hot twice. Moms. Y'all see my shirt, yo? Shout out to the hot moms.
Shout out to B with a T.
I ain't even know.
I love hot moms.
You saw Peter when he was standing right there.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie, it's fire though, because a hot mom bought me this. Shout out to the hot mom that bought me this.
Let me flip my camera so they can see you.
On the neighborhood. Shout out to the hot mom that bought me this shirt, you feel me?
Right.
I appreciate you and those titties.
Oh,
But yeah,
just
man.
Just like that.
So how was your weekend? It was a long weekend.
The weekend was litty, you know what I'm saying? A little bit of work, a little bit of play. A lot of dad time. I kicked it with my daughter.
Yes, sir.
Work Fourth of July work, but I ain't going to work till like 6. So like I got a lot of time in the pool.
You got a day party. You got day party vibes.
By the time the fireworks was going out, they was scaring me. I ain't know if there was gunshots, fireworks, or thunder and lightning living in Miami. You don't never fucking know.
Right. At all.
It was all
But I went to the Dodgers game the other day.
I seen that. I want to go to the
y'all
Dodgers
know
game.
Y'all know I'm in love with L.A. culture. You feel me? So,
they lost. They lost.
I ain't gonna lie, but this
they
shit
blew
was,
it.
But it was entertaining.
I don't get. They
no,
blew
the game,
it.
The game do be entertaining. You know what?
No,
but we thought like
they blew it.
I literally was leaving. I was like, oh yeah, they won, man. Fuck
the
it.
Dodgers.
I'm like, we going to.
What was the score?
I think it was 2-1.
We lost by one.
It was 2-1
or
something like that.
We was like, I'm like, oh man, we finna win this.
Was you lit at the stadium?
What is
you went to Fat Tuesdays?
Nigga, we went to Flanagan's. Happy hour before we went to.
Oh no, you bro, it was it's a what? Willie's a Fat Tuesdays out there.
At
Lamarna
Stadium?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Shit.
Yes,
bro. I can't even say that.
I caught happy hour
at the Flanagan's in the Grove.
That's ain't nothing wrong with that either, bro.
50% off.
Yeah.
Top shelf. Everything.
Okay.
I told the man we
it
got
was
a,
Wednesday. Today Wednesday.
I said we had, had a it was about a, we got there probably about like an hour and a half before the game start. Bro, I told the nigga, shot, straight shot. Yeah. I had
the shots 50% off too?
Yeah, I had Jameson straight coming back to back.
Ready.
That boy is a
legend. Let's go. Ready. Nah, the Marlins game be a little vibe, bro.
Always. I love the Marlins game.
That was my second time.
They got the little AC blowing or something.
I thought
I was worried about the game being postponed because of the hurricane.
Now they covered.
I forgot they got the drop top.
You feel me?
Fuck nigga put the top on the motherfucking stadium.
That boy said probably getting nasty in traffic.
You feel me?
But yeah, man. So okay, that's what's
AC
up, bro.
Blowing.
Yeah, man. But I had a lit weekend.
And I meant to tell you, you look happy with your new job, bro. Too. I meant to tell you that being a supervisor, you look happy. You rapping on Instagram.
Yo,
you're sitting
I
back.
I fuck with my new job, and I like it because I'm sharing the wealth with my niggas. Like,
right.
I got a couple niggas. Like some of my niggas, they ain't get it yet. You feel me? But I sleep better at night because I said my piece. I told y'all, look, this the lick. Come get on the lick.
Come on, boy. You can't say I ain't trying.
But today and yesterday, like three of my homies, like, started between yesterday and today. Like, So we up right now. Like, we trying to, like, invade this. Like, if you trying to get some money, come fuck with me. These people showing love. A lot of money,
bit love.
Little bit of labor.
Bit love.
Fuck with me, man.
Yes, sir.
But yeah, Bell, what's up, my boy?
Man, what's good?
I'm vibing.
You said something today. No, I don't know if it was there yesterday. It confused me. You said you wasn't on the grill this weekend.
Oh, nah, I was vibing, bro.
That's a first, though. Yeah. You know, I'm about to say, nah.
Yeah, bro, that shit happened to me, bro. I
you hopped on the grill?
So, all of, I ain't gonna lie, like, so I cook for a living. So, I'm like, I don't be wanting to do shit off the clock.
Right.
So, all the people who do be cooking, they out of town. So, my aunt was like, I told my mom, I'm like, all right, I'll do it. So, nigga, I put my whole barbecue fit on, nigga. The barbecue 2021.
I wish we could hear Don's digital story after this, but I'm leaving alone.
The 2021 barbecue fit. I put that bitch on. But I got there, I'm ready.
You had the Jesus sandals on?
No, nigga. Nike slides. I ain't no motherfucking... I ain't playing that motherfucking shit.
You must throw the Jesus slides on,
no, you must have had a Crocs.
I had some player ass shit on.
I be throwing the Crocs on.
I had on my Tavo's barbecue whole fit, you feel me? To be in barbecue mode, you feel me? But when I got there, my motherfucking player ass uncle... This nigga had on cook all the food last night. Like the night before.
Who told you to do all
right,
that?
Right, I get down ready.
They only said prep it. They nigga, said prep it.
I got a barbecue outfit. I got a pool outfit. Outfit when I get out.
You did, before you, go to, you did all this before you went to work, bro?
And I had my work clothes. Nigga, I get there.
Why was y'all open?
Because them people don't. They going to get them some money. Okay. I ain't going to lie. They going to get them some money. But I had got holiday pay.
Okay. That's all that matters, bro.
So you had four fits.
I couldn't have did it, bro.
I ended up wearing. I wore the barbecue thing there, but I ended up taking it off and just putting on my swimming trunks. So I ain't, and then I stayed there until it was time to go to work. But shout out to the government because when y'all gave us Juneteenth, like immediately when they gave us Juneteenth, like I worked Juneteenth, and that like time and a half like showed up on the check. Like, oh shit,
yeah,
it ain't all the reparations, but you know what I'm talking about.
This nigga worked Juneteenth, but he was with us on Juneteenth.
See,
well, you gotta
see how that works.
Call that boy Superman.
I hung out for Juneteenth, but I still went to work off that motherfucking tricky lock.
You feel me,
Bell? What's up, bro?
Goddamn,
how was your weekend, my brother?
This weekend, you feel me?
How your week going? How about say that?
We going good, bro. We almost on Friday, so we good.
Yeah, man. Friday's really
good.
Shit, hey,
y'all ain't get burned by no fireworks?
Nah, bro. When my homies start losing their fingers before Jason Paul Pierre, when my homies in the neighborhood that I knew start losing their fingers, I stayed the fuck away from fireworks.
Oh, so you don't like the fireworks? You like the fireworks?
Nah, I got kids though.
What?
Okay.
I gotta do fireworks. I'm talking about, do you light them? Like, are you?
I thought you said like.
No, hell yeah, I like the fireworks. Do you light?
Oh no.
Are you one of them?
Lighting? No.
Are you one of the lighters?
I'm more of a ride around in a car. You must be one of the
lighters. You must be one of the lighters this weekend.
Lighting them. Nah, that be like the thrill, bro.
Shout out to having small kids, because my daughter's still satisfied with sparklers. She just cool with holding the sparkler.
The Winn-Dixie like, pack.
You give her two of the motherfuckers, she gonna swing.
That's the Winn-Dixie.
The Publix. Yeah. The Publix. The Bravo.
Little $40 pack. Nah. Nigga,
they said, I saw a nigga on Instagram. He like, bro, we set for July. And he was giving these just incense. It wasn't sparkles. It was incense.
He shot
No way. The deception.
Boy gave him incense. Up. They walk around like, this smell good, boy. Why is not lighting up?
That been lit. About lit it's gonna get.
Oh yeah, man. It was an amazing weekend, man. Shout out to that Monday we had off. I caught up on a lot of rest. It was a good Monday to have off.
That's why I ain't wanna grill.
Caught up on a lot of rest.
I ain't the grill.
A lot of rest. But nah, man. You know, this Talk and Talk podcast, you know what we do. You know how we do. Shout out to B with the T as well. She's taking care of her baby. Baby sick. Got respiratory. Got sick. Baby sick.
Sick and shut. My little cousin, Maddie. Hope you feel better. You probably got a little sick. You party too hard on your birthday.
Yeah, man, she had a lit party, bro.
You had a grown-up party.
Big pink limousine.
Big limo. Pinky was in that thing.
That's what it is, bro. You know, everybody gets sick right after their birthday.
Yeah, she went too hard.
She went too hard.
You feel me? You went too hard. I don't know.
Damn.
Sick and shut it.
But nah, man, you
make
know,
sure this, you ain't going no candy coma.
It's a
candy corn coma.
It's the
who eats candy corn? You don't nobody eat no damn candy corn.
You never know, nigga. You never know. See, look, you've been around this nigga all this time. You didn't even know that.
No, I knew he eats candy corn, but do you eat candy corn?
Nah, bro.
You eat candy corn?
I ain't gonna lie, like
you feel me? Nobody, that's my
you ain't gonna never see me go buy no candy corns or like ask for none. But like
that's a old he old.
Fucking around growing up with the tradition
that's
of Halloween.
That's granddaddy candy,
you damn near look.
Granddaddy grandma candy.
Two nasty ass candies that you ain't, you know what I'm saying? Easter, you won't fuck with them peeps. Them shit's nasty, right?
Yeah. I like the peeps.
Right?
The peeps.
I
like the peeps.
I don't fuck with the Yorks or the peeps. So
I like
the
peeps.
The little duckies.
The marshmallows.
Right, but look, on some
I like the peeps.
But on some being in the spirit of the holiday,
I'll bite
the head off of motherfucker.
That's
dog.
It. You don't eat the whole peep.
Yeah, it's a marshmallow.
I might spit the shit out or whatever. It's
a marshmallow.
Just to be like, I was in the moment for the holiday.
Oh, that's marshmallow.
Halloween. If I go to your grandma's house and she got the little candy tray with the candy cores in it, I'm gonna grab three of them motherfuckers like granddaddy, shake them up like the peanuts. Right, granddaddy candy corn, batter them motherfucker. Hit the front yard, garbage. Let me on the floor.
I'm not even wasting my time.
I like peeps.
Not touching them.
I like peeps.
And you like peeps and candy corns.
He's one of them.
Yeah, what's wrong?
That means you spent a lot of time in church. Only grandma candy, my grandma. Convince me.
Them little strawberry.
Okay, so it's three. Now you got me three.
I don't know what the name
strawberry
of the
strawberry king. The one that's in the wrapper, like a strawberry.
I only ate them in church. Only ate them in church.
Peppermints. You learn to fuck with the peppermint.
The sophahar.
Look, Kat says she like peeps too.
Live it above, bro.
Sophahar peppermints though.
Kat Cohen says she like peeps too.
There's
nothing wrong with peeps,
bro. Nobody even fucking with no peeps.
The pink one, that may be.
The yellow one be straight.
Nah.
And it's some, what is those candies that come in a gold wrapper, bro?
She said, I love candy corn.
What with them shit? What is that?
Welch's
or some shit like that? Yeah. Weathers.
I like them.
It's Weathers. It's not Welch's. Welch's.
What is Weathers?
Grapefruit.
Weathers?
The gold candy. The chocolate.
It's like caramel or some shit.
I like it.
That shit fire.
Yeah.
The hard one, though.
Yeah.
Okay.
Trash.
And it gets smaller and smaller the whole longer.
Y'all too old. Just give me the peppermint or give me one of them strawberry candies.
Aw, you peppermint tripping.
Nah, my grandma used to have the little, that gold, it was in the gold wrapper.
It was double wrap.
My grandma gave me that. I was hot.
My grandma know how to get your ass. My grandma had that shit on the counter all week, and you can't touch the bitch to Sunday. So you like, damn, I gotta go to church to get some candy. She better let me eat 3, 4, 5 of you motherfuckers.
Shout out to our online listeners too. You can listen to this online. So if you're on live right now and you want to stay on the live, you can listen to this online at mixlr.com, Miller Time Radio.
Mixlr. Download the Mixlr app.
If you on live right now, you like, production. I want to get on because I got stuff to do. You listen to audio, Mixlr, mixlr.com/Miller-Time-Radio. You can tune in on that as well.
You say this episode just called Question.
It's called this episode called 21 Questions. It's Man Cave.
21. Just Question.
Question.
I'm going to. It's the same birthday.
Happy birthday today?
Yeah, birthday.
It's the birthday?
Yeah, happy birthday.
But at the same time.
I know you don't care.
At the same time.
I just said 21 questions, the theme off of that, but I don't feel you, 50.
You 50? No. All right, since we done.
Yeah?
Did y'all really like Kanye album better than 50 album?
Which one?
At the time when they did the battle.
That was graduation.
That was the battle.
Yes.
So it was graduation versus it was like graduation. The
Massacre.
Yeah, graduation.
Graduation all day.
So y'all like the 50?
There's about 2 or 3 songs on 50. Get in my car. Get in.
No, he had more than 2 to 3, bro.
But what song?
At the time, I was such a Kanye fan.
Yeah, I was a Kanye fan.
I didn't really fuck with the Massacre like that. When it comes to 50 Cent.
I'm
going
to tell you. Mm-hmm.
Get Rich or Die Trying. I was there.
I get money?
Money I got.
Yeah, which one was that?
I don't know what that was, bro.
Okay.
I know. I fuck with that single, but the album, Get Rich or Die Trying.
You said it's his birthday, huh?
And then when it came to 50 again, it was a collab. It was when the G-Unit did the Beg for Mercy album.
Okay.
It was hard.
It was the Massacre, you said?
I fought with...
What was on the Massacre?
Yeah, the 50 Cent. It was in my hood. Get Rich or Die Trying. Get Rich or Die Trying. 50. And then it was...
This is 50.
I'm supposed to die tonight.
Beg for Mercy.
I'm supposed to die tonight.
The Massacre,
Piggy Bank.
Gatman and Robin. Candy Shop. That one Candy Shop. Candy Shop was big.
Candy Shop.
Nah. Candy Shop was big.
Candy Shop was big.
No, it out
was.
Of control. Get in my car.
Get in.
Yeah. A Baltimore love.
But you know, I wrote
a lot of music. Disco Inferno. Just a little bit. Oh,
so what you want me to read? So what you want me to read? You want me to read the playlist for graduation?
You named two singles.
Y'all got that old Ye fucked up. That new Ye.
Hated to love it.
About that nigga.
Hated to love it.
Yeah.
You lying.
That's cap.
Hated to love it, nigga.
But it was originally on Game album. Oh, yeah. It was on the documentary.
Tony Ayo and all the boys.
He had a couple other shit.
He put it. I know why he.
You're a Jamie Foxx fan. He the. Come on, bro.
He put that hated to love it on there because
bro.
He.
I know that song go. Bring
he put that hated to love it on there because he.
He had a boost of plays.
No, he came up with the hook for it. He came up with the hook for Game for that.
I don't know it, bro.
You heard?
No,
this shit,
I did not. I never heard.
What in the Xbox?
I never.
What in the you put this? You uploaded that on your Xbox. That was uploaded on your Xbox.
His show was great, but nah.
You named three singles that hit.
I personally thought Kanye shit was better.
Shit, yeah. you said it was 50 birthday, so I just went.
No, I feel you, but
I was trying to show 50 some love. Okay,
what was the Kanye?
Kanye, you said it was
graduation.
It was dropout. I mean. Graduation.
Wake up, Mr. West.
Addiction.
Wake up.
That boy had them. Wake up. That boy had good morning.
No, nigga,
good morning.
That's late registration.
Champion.
Come on, get it right.
Yeah. Champion.
Do you realize?
Touch the sky was on it.
Stronger. I won the good life. Ooh, that bitch. Did
oh, good
numbers.
Life did Bangers. Numbers.
Can't tell me nothing.
Did numbers.
Come on, man.
This another hit, Barry Bonds.
Yeah, come
that boy,
on, man.
Some shit.
Drunk and hot girl.
Yeah, come flashing on. Light.
Oh, come flashing on. Lights did numbers.
Big brother.
Everything
come
I
on,
am,
bro.
The glory.
Everything I am did numbers.
Homecoming.
Everything.
Homecoming.
You think about me now?
Homecoming is damn near on every ESPN commercial. Damn near.
Yeah.
ESPN. Yeah, the people don't even be peeping. That's
you
home,
don't peep.
That's homecoming.
Hey, that boy said something, bro.
That's homecoming, that's bro.
Put that on the old yellow.
And flashing lights.
Yeah.
Flashing lights be on everything,
bro. Between him and DJ Khaled, they produce a lot of commercial music.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You'll see it on commercials like, damn.
Because all I do is win.
So Rick Ross got Maybach music. These guys make marketing music, like good marketing music, like.
Nah, that boy Ross and some shit too.
NBA finals right now. All you hear is DJ Khaled songs in every commercial.
What song?
The song with Domingos. The song with Lil Baby.
You know you gonna hear Win.
You
Khaled.
I'm talking about off his new album. He got two or three songs that's on every commercial.
If Khaled don't win for another song, he gonna get a fact check in the mirror every month.
I know for
all
sure.
All I do is win,
yeah.
Bro.
Yeah,
every
he gonna get a for show check for
every
that.
Every time they score at a fucking game, you be
I,
at a arena.
I know for sure
they
got the song with Lil Baby and Lil Durk. That's on NBA commercials and the song with Amigos off his new damn son.
That's crazy, son. That song? Nigga TP, hey yo, the nigga TP got the J Dub, he got the Dubs syndrome going on. He knocked his cup over.
I didn't knock my cup over. My
his
phone.
Cup fell over.
My phone knocked
his,
it over.
And his cup, and it's his phone keep falling
like,
out.
That's
so
that's what. Oh, that's what my shirt looked like.
They probably looking like, bro.
That
what,
let you
that's,
know.
That's what my shirt looked like.
Shirt? What's wrong
before
with
we
his
started
shirt?
The show?
What's wrong with his shirt? It dried up, now, bro.
I told you.
No, it didn't. I'm just playing.
Hey, they with the shits, boy. They with the shits today in the comments.
What happened, bro?
They say.
What they talking about?
They say TP shaped like a potato wedge.
They said
they got jugs.
They said
who said the name? Say the name.
OB.
Now he finna get right with you.
Jeez,
oh, yeah, that's like that. Right.
I'm gonna chill. I want to go for the haymaker. I want to go for the.
He gonna get. He gonna get right with you.
I want to go to haymaker. You feel what I'm saying?
Oh my god.
Go ahead. You might as well finish him.
Y'all chill out, man.
Nah, I'll take that. I'll take the potato wedge joke. I never heard that. That's the first one.
It was different.
It's a new one. I never heard that one. But nah, what's the what the questions you got for us, dog?
First of all,
hold on. I got the question.
That's what I'm saying. Listen, so we not saying who got the questions.
For I'm saying. I thought you wanted to go first.
This is like basically we letting the world in on the guy code, like just on some like when the, let's say we,
okay.
You know, I can't speak for nobody else, city or neighborhood, but in Richmond Heights, Miami, Florida, down Southwest Day, what we do, we liable to pull up on your mama house, your grandma house, wherever, either your mama house or your grandma house.
I slide a couple auntie house.
Yeah, we gonna pull up. We gonna pull up at somebody's house,
right?
With liquor and music, and we gonna vibe out there. We gonna sit out there.
Grandma, auntie, or mama for sure.
As males, we gonna have the male camaraderie. Right. We gonna argue about sports, our favorite rappers, and our opinions all on things. That. So basically,
right. So right now we're in the back porch. So
yeah,
we can be on the front porch.
I'm from Front Street, nigga. We on the front porch, nigga.
But grandma, how we be in
the front?
In the front porch. Okay,
we're only in the back if we cooking. But
so y'all got a problem with women wearing bonnets in public?
Yes, I do. Why do you have a problem with women wearing bonnets in public? Because if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. I come from a family that the way we was raised was
ready.
When you come out the house, you represent how your parents raised you. Mm-hmm. Like, I can't speak to nobody else. Listen, I grew up in Richmond Heights, but my mama from the Grove.
Right.
And how they was raised in the Grove, like, when you come outside, you represent your family. Like, you represent your line. Like, oh, but he come outside looking fucked up all the time. Yeah, because his family been fucked up. That's how they, his mama, you know, daddy, everybody look like shit. It just be like that.
That's the Petersons, you know.
Yeah. That's their blood. They come to church looking. They come to church looking any kind of fucking way.
Hey, boy.
So listen, when you were a kid and you don't even give a fuck about clothes, you just care about being a kid. You don't even give a fuck about clothes or uh-huh. shoes, none of that shit. My old girl was laying that shit out, bro, like, I'm talking about from school clothes to when it came to summer break, bro. We even had nice summer clothes, like little play sets to play in and nice summer shoes. You feel me?
This is summer fit.
We wasn't, you know what I'm saying? No, we weren't rich. We weren't rich, but my old girl did what she had to do to make sure we had what we needed. But my mom instilled in us that you don't go out the house looking any kind of way.
Right.
Because I remember being a kid and just want to go outside and play. And my mom going to work, but we old enough to take care of ourselves. But I'm the oldest, and I got two little sisters. And my old girl, like, I call my old girl, like, man, okay, well, first of all, your old girl don't want, in the summer, your old girl don't want you at other people's houses before 12. You feel me? My old girl, like, don't be going to people's houses.
That's
like
too
that.
Early. Like, I ain't,
she say that's why? Too early. But so my old girl be like, you can't, in the summer, we can't go outside till about 12 or 1.
Nah, but I was going outside team.
Because she don't want you knocking on, like,
nah, but we, I just
she don't know
knock,
if everybody's parents knocking, work.
Yeah, we
just,
ain't knocking.
She don't know if everybody's parents
work. I'm going to your window.
I could go outside early, but it was just, wait till like 11, 12 before you go ask if Johnny could come out and
my
play.
My old girl was letting me thug it. She was like, but just don't go knocking on nobody fucking door.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We could go outside.
I had my own basketball goal, so you know, nigga outside playing with the basketball.
Listen, warming up.
Did you, in and out, whatever.
Did you ever used to make like a lot of noise or dribble real
hard? Yeah, in the front yard.
So you know,
hit my dog, mama come by accident, like make the lawn go off.
Yeah,
like,
so you know, I'm out here. I'm already
my
outside.
My bad, Miss Tasha. Brand now?
You might know. So I used to
if you got a dog or something, I'm going to go out your shit, make your dog go crazy.
Yeah, or dribble real hard. Let me throw it off the backboard real loud, real quick. Bam! Yeah, on my side.
But to get back to the subject, my old girl raised us not to go out the house looking any kind of way. Then went from me and my brother to my sisters. And she always put it, she laid it out for us before we knew what it was, what we were doing. So I'm the type of person, I always tell my friends, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. Sometimes when I leave the house, I get dressed for the day.
Right.
You know, some people don't do that. Some people, you might go kick it with your homies, and then some shit might go down. Not bad, or like just some jig. Like,
now I gotta go to the crib and change.
And nigga, like, hey, y'all follow me to my crib real quick. I'm like, well, let's stop at my crib that so I can get you. Like, bro, if you ready, you ain't gotta get ready, bro. Like, we grown, especially being grown. Like, as an adult, my nigga, I'm getting dressed. Like, bro, where you going? You fresh? It's Wednesday. I don't give a fuck. It's because it's Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
I'm ready. If we will, I'm down to. I got on nice, whatever. Now, if you tell me...
Ready for any occasion.
Right, I'm ready. I'm coming I'm ready for any occasion, but if you tell me you with the shit, see, be like, I'm low-key with the shit. Yeah. Then I'm a, right now, where I'm at with me, I'm anti-long pants, but I'm going to bring a pair along. If you tell me you with the shit, it's like, dub, I'm kind of with the shit, so I don't know where the day going to go. Bring some shorts. I'm going to bring some pants, but I try to stay ready, bro. So when it comes to a woman wearing a bonnet in public, especially if you my girl, that's dead. If you my girl,
what's wrong with it though, bro? Because, tell me what's wrong with it. All right,
it
depends where we going.
That's unacceptable nowhere.
Nowhere?
But
for
why
a woman
though?
That I'm dating for my girl.
That bonnet straight for that crib.
Listen.
She just got her hair done.
No quick gas.
She's got her hair done. We're going to wait to a 5-star restaurant.
So listen,
She's wearing a bonnet. I break this down.
I'm all ears. I have a lot of women best friends.
Talk to me.
And listen, even with my baby mama, like we grew up together. My daughter's mom, we grew up together.
Right.
So listen, if you stay ready, you ain't got to get ready. The reason why you go get your hair done is so you don't look crazy in public. But why you got to go somewhere? Why do you have to wear a bonnet?
The bonnet keeps the hair together to get to your destination.
When my daughter, mom.
I'm saying. What I'm saying is real.
Her hair bro, she used to have that shit on point. Yeah. And when it's not coming out unless it's getting done.
And that's understandable, but I'm telling you.
So no, on the way to a new appointment, she got a bonnet on, she just got the braid.
It's nothing wrong with wearing a bonnet, bro.
No, there's nothing wrong with wearing a bonnet. I'm not playing that bonnet shit.
Bro, listen.
Because the most disrespectful what people wearing this shit, what the shit going viral.
There's nothing wrong with wearing a bonnet, bro.
They wearing bonnets to the airport.
So because they finna sit on the airplane for
18 hours. Let me put you up on game.
I'm all here.
Let me put you up on game.
My shit getting just laid on.
The bonnet. Listen, the airport is the new club without music. If you think about it, everybody in that bitch.
Okay.
And ain't no music. So now, so in a light,
I got on flies at an airport.
Listen,
I
don't even think
the lighting is Crocs might be.
Bro,
barefoot.
That's like, listen, as a guy, that's your preference and your standard. Like me, I ain't doing that. First of all, I'm from Miami-Dade County, anything is liable to go down. So I'm not. I'm not going nowhere if it ain't got no water. I'm not going nowhere in public with slides on unless I'm going by
you
some
said
water.
I'm gonna have a watch this. Go ahead.
I ain't going with me growing up in Miami, and I have a problem with that because I be trying to tell y'all younger generation and ones younger than y'all.
Dubs, you only like 5 years older than me, bro.
That's old enough to know better and young enough to
know. No, you only 2 years older. I'm 28.
I'm 33, TP.
That's four years.
That's still older.
Go ahead.
I was born in the 80s. This nigga spilled the drink again, bruh. I ain't doing that shit. I don't wear my slides outside unless I'm going to the beach or the pool.
Man, come on. I put on
shoes to take the trash out, my nigga. If you stay ready, you got to get ready. Y'all niggas, we live in a viral. Listen,
they ain't put on tennis shoes to take the trash out.
Well, see, I ain't going to even lie. You know, where you live is where you live. Where I live, I gotta go downstairs and I got to take mine to the dumpster. I won't say where you live, none of that. But what I'm saying is for me.
I said, hi.
Listen, you... We live in a viral world where everything is on the phone. My nigga, do you want to get beat out your slides or some shit go down? You know how crazy it's going to look on a video when something go down? And you
look like a PE coach right now,
when
bro.
Something go down and you got to kick your slides off and you running out your slides, like, you look crazy,
What's going down?
Anything
could go down.
So what about the do-rag? When do-rags out?
Exactly.
What about wearing durags? That's the same thing.
So look, I'm gonna keep it real.
We flying to Vegas, bro. You want your durag out?
I'm gonna keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real. But back in the wave days, all that. Listen,
you want your durag out?
I feel like we do this. So when we do it,
did you wear your durag out?
Listen, I'm finna tell you. I'm gonna give you the standard. I'm gonna give you the standard. You can run in a durag. The most I might run in the store, like run in a gas station real quick on the way there. But listen.
That's the same with the bonnet.
But what I'm saying is, bro, there's times where you got to put that shit on and put it off. Like, if you're going through a whole airport, you know the whole process of going in the airport. It's not like walking to CVS and walking the fuck out. If a woman got a bonnet on, that shit should come off out the car. Like, when you get out of the car to walk in the airport, take it off. Go through TSA. Okay, check your bag. Do all that shit. When your flight board and you sit down in your seat, put your bonnet back on. Because you walking through the airport, ain't no fucking, even the chair is so low in the airport, you ain't smushing your hair, none of that shit like that. Wear your hair out, you in public, you around people.
How many of us just walk in with straight do-rag?
That's what I'm saying,
niggas be in the club
bro.
With
that's
a do-rag on.
First of all, the reason why I've never cared about waves that much. I never really had that much dedication like that. So I'm just talking about, I know you done seen a nigga somebody in a club with a do-rag on. So fuck the do-rag. What we talking about is the bonnets.
My opinion.
Your opinion, right?
I'm not fucking with no girl that wore no bonnet in public.
Come on, in the airport,
bro.
I'm
gonna keep
it real. I'm not saying to the gas station. It's 3 a.m. Like, it's your opinion. Look, it's your opinion. I'm not trying to win you over. Yeah. But I'm asking on some quick smoke shop, get a hookah flavor.
Fortunately for me.
Talk to me.
I don't have to deal with bonnet problems. That's all I'll say. Right now, I don't have to deal with bonnet problems.
No, hell no. You can put that. I'm going to bring you back in. No.
I'm not answering no further questions. But fortunately for
No, come in.
I don't have to deal with the bonnet. So because I deal with the get up and go.
Because you ain't got to deal with the bonnet problem.
So what's the get up and go, Wiggs?
The get up and go.
What's the get up and go?
He talking about
y'all need to figure that out. That ain't my business. I'm going to go pee. I'm going to turn my camera around to TP.
What you doing that to
pee? But I deal with a get up and go.
So, all right, so how you feel,
bro? I don't got to, ain't no bonnet. But the bonnet.
Go ahead, bro. Get up and go. How you feel?
I feel like, okay, if we're going to the airport, we finna fly to Las Vegas. That's a 5-hour flight, Bill.
Yeah.
And you tell me, you just got your hair done. Mm-hmm. And you can wear the bonnet. The bonnet is designer. The bonnet is Chanel. The bonnet could be Louis. The bonnet could be anything.
Yeah.
I feel like you have a bonnet on because you care about your hair.
Okay.
You're taking care of your hair.
Okay.
And you're making sure, like, your hair, the heat, you got heat. It's going to make your hair fluff up. You got all this stuff going on with your hair. You're not out at Walmart being ghetto with your bonnet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, if you're traveling or we going to some quick stuff, like, we driving out of town, you need to go to the gas station, and you got a bonnet on your head. I feel like there's nothing wrong with that because we're on the way to our destination. But you're not going around the Family Dollar shopping for your household on a regular day wearing a bonnet.
That's some little quick shit. I mean,
that's what I'm saying. So
what you saying? So is the airport good with your bonnet?
Yes. Yes.
I don't know.
Yes, it's nothing wrong with wearing a bonnet to the airport.
I don't know.
It's nothing wrong with wearing a bonnet to the airport or a road trip.
I don't know.
A
road trip, that's different. We in the whip.
Yeah, what I'm saying. Like, you
had to slip re myself back. Listen,
that's what I'm saying. Me personally.
It's all about protection,
me personally,
bro.
Me personally.
Bonnet protects the people, the women here.
Me personally, if we going.
We got a woman inside the studio right now.
Ask a woman why
what
she
a bonnet do
done.
To your hair? It protects it from heat and stuff like that, right?
No, ask a woman why do you go to the salon and get your hair done?
That's understandable, but like.
So I don't be looking crazy in public.
But
you looking crazy in public.
I'm in the middle of both. It's like certain places. Yeah, that's cool. Certain places, nah.
Listen,
a quick look. We you run into the gas station. It's late night. You run to the gas station. I'm straight with it. Like you
but
got your bonnet. But
no.
Because you talking about now we in the airport. In the airport, I ain't gonna lie. In the airport,
different strokes with different folks.
In the airport, I might not be too big upon how you're bonding on the whole airport trip.
Why?
I don't care if it's designer or not.
Why?
Like how he was saying, certain places.
Where y'all going? Atlanta?
It don't matter where we going.
It matters where you're going.
No, it
bro.
Don't. We
woman can wear a bonnet and have their hair tight the whole time.
We could be going to Dubai.
Y'all get to your destination.
No, because listen, you said about the trip, the flight.
Right, okay.
Dubai is a big trip. You feel me?
So I'm saying, she take it off when y'all get there. You straight? She's just wearing to keep the shit.
No, but it's certain, how you were saying, certain places we out in public is just.
You go live on my Facebook.
It's just. You know,
somebody said Dubs ain't even 5-star all the time, bro.
But look,
one thing about that, I ain't even got to worry about that because one thing about it, I ain't never really lacking like that when it comes to that. Like, see, for me, when you meet. Clothes and all of that stuff is just an extra. It's an extra. It's an accessory for me because listen, y'all know what I do. And when it comes to the elite, I'm in the elite.
What you do?
And whoever wrote that, I know they ain't in the elite with me. I know they not in the elite with me. They ain't did what I did. Bitch, you better go on my motherfucking Instagram right now.
Yeah.
He
had to take a sip for y'all.
And even if you go, because look, I'm one of the people that give people all perspectives of life, bro. No, you ain't always going to be up. You're going to have some trials, some tribulations. You're going to be trials and tribulations. You're going to be down.
Yeah.
You're going to be down. And you know what I'm saying? Some people don't always have it just up on the up end. Matter of fact, some people hide it. With social media, they only want you to see the ups. I'm the type of nigga that's going, you're going to see me walking, you're going to see me ride, you're going to see me catch the bus. You're going to see me with a job, without a job. You're going to see me when we drinking beer and when we drinking champagne. You're going to see it. But in all and none of that, that ain't never stopped Dub from getting what's important.
Talk your talk,
man. You felt that shit, huh, man?
Talk your talk.
Because you know what? For a while, I've been a little humble and a little modest, and it got people. It got people to where they feel like
they got fucked up, huh?
They feel like they could kind of like put me in certain conversations in certain kind of lanes. Like I ain't got the track record that go to a whole different kind of way,
right?
So stop one thing about Dubs, you gonna stop.
I'm here.
You cannot play with Dubs. He not one of them.
You feel me? Call him Dubs.
We not one of them. Listen,
motherfucker.
If whoever wrote that, if you a male, You could go in Saks and I can go in Walmart. I'm gonna come out cleaner than you, and I'm gonna smash more than you. If you're a female, okay. If you're a female, then
you just laugh at me.
You hurt. I smash you. I smash. Not matter. I know I ain't smash you because you're not gonna be hating on me. You didn't get chose. That's what happened. Mm, you ain't get chose. You ain't get chose. That's what it was. You ain't get
but
chose.
But look, but back at it, because look, some
I feel like nothing's wrong wearing a bonnet in the public.
No, at the same time, it's still like it just depends where we at. Like the airport, look, that's a little different. Because
I ain't fucking with the bonnet in public.
You been in public like looking bummy as fuck a couple times. Right. Like I know I'm
in public looking bummy as fuck, and I ain't. Bro, I could have wore.
I don't have a haircut.
I can't hate that. I don't got a haircut time. And I ain't do nothing with my hair. I could have put on, if I cared that much about my hair like that, like, oh, I could have put my hat on from work that don't match my outfit and be like, oh, I don't want nobody to see my hair because I'm looking fucked up.
Right.
Bro, y'all better stop playing with me.
They probably got braids in at the time. Shit, throw that bonnet on.
If you fucking with me, you not going out in public with no bonnet on. Your hair's going to stay done. You
we ain't talking
ready.
About we going to, you feel me, I don't Hillstone. Give a fuck. We ain't going to,
now
you
going
feel
to Hillstone
me?
All of a sudden.
You got to chill. Crazy. We ain't talking about we me going to Prime you know 112 you know with your bonnet on.
You know
on.
What? I could only.
It's a little whoopee
woo. I can only speak for.
There's nothing wrong with women wearing bonnet in public.
Only, yeah, to the men that think that's nothing wrong with it.
It's like, nothing
you
wrong
asked
with
me
it.
My opinion on it. We're discussing our opinions on it. So my opinion on it.
You're not wrong.
That's your opinion.
That's not my preference. I'm not dealing with nobody who go out in public.
We just trying to see everybody angles.
With their hair wrapped up and the bonnet.
Not even y'all going
that.
Out of town, none of that.
Listen,
I'm asking you.
I used to be on my best friend ass, bro. One of my best friends, we used to work together, bro. Yeah. And she used to wear her hair wrapped up at work. I'm like, most girls get their hair wrapped up and done so when they go to work, they don't look crazy. I'm like, your hair is wrapped up at work with the pins.
Talk your talk.
You look crazy.
Right.
She like, this ain't no way. I ain't going nowhere. I'm like, bro, you out in public in front of people. No, right. It's not your neighbor. She think that going out is going out to a club, going to Tootsie's, to the office. So it's like, oh, like the people in my neighborhood, my demographic, they going to see me. So that's where it count.
Right.
Bruh, you around these people around here where you trying to get some money at, and they got more money than you. They already put us in a box like you. You supposed to look
talk your
like
talk.
That. You supposed to look like that's how they going to look.
Your voice, fuck the
not,
people.
Not that you not that you supposed to care what anybody thinks
about
you. Fuck
the people,
anyway.
Your voice.
Listen, my whole reason behind being staying ready that you stay ready so you ain't got to get
so somebody ready. Said, listen, this lady bought my DoorDash food. Oh, CoinCat said, CatCoin said, shot to her for the bottle.
Appreciate it, yeah.
Listen, this lady bought my DoorDash food with a bonnet on, and I ain't even want to eat my food no more.
Because she had a bonnet
and
on.
And I bet the kids was in the car. She had a bonnet and I bet the kids was in the car.
That's my perfect point. Certain things.
I ain't playing like that, bro.
How would you feel? You done order Uber Eats, whatever you order. Works. Your waiter at the restaurant.
You can't do that.
That's what I'm saying.
There's no waiter wearing a bonnet at the restaurant, bro.
No, but it goes back. It's in public. That's listen, what I say. It depends on where you
what
at,
we
bro.
Say
work.
Listen, what we say.
Fuck it, I got a bonnet on. You at the airport. It's just, shit. I'm at work. I'm at
listen,
airport.
Hold on, we got to readdress the people, too. Listen, what we say is not the law.
We are
simply stating.
Have your boat float. That's how your boat
float. Yeah, whatever work for you, work for you. Yeah. Whatever work for your household and whoever you deal with, that work for y'all.
What I like.
We telling you what we prefer. And if you on my team, you rolling over here.
Damn.
We not doing bonnets in public. We not doing that bullshit in public. We ain't doing that. We just not doing that.
Wipe the bottom off of your shit.
It was a baby back seat. It was a baby in the back seat with a bunch of clothes in the car.
I told you.
I assume she slept in her car.
I'm a cook. I'm a cook, bro, at my job. I hand food to these drivers, to these DoorDash drivers, these Postmates drivers. And, bruh. You know what? It's unfortunate because you don't know nobody's situation. As a matter of fact, you don't because
she's trying to make a living.
I get it. But you know, mama, you could have just peeled that back a little. Mama, you could have put it on the seat, got back in the car, put that bit back on. Like,
put it in a little onion.
But yeah, man. Me personally, when it comes to that question, it's a no for me, boss.
No for you. So at the end of the day.
That's just yes or no. And then we're going to go to the, we got to ask, want to pick one of us to ask another question.
He said no. What you say?
What? What's the question? I'm sorry.
Can you wear
your bonnet? Nigga, you came up with the question. No,
the question is, because
we
had to go
public. That's what I'm saying.
Bonnet in public.
It don't
yes
matter
no.
where the location is. We just talking
yes
about.
Yes or no,
stepping
period.
Outside of your house with a bonnet on. Yes or no?
Yes or no? Is that okay with you? You dating a girl that do that?
I know my answer.
You cuffing? Are you cuffing the girl?
Public, no.
No, that's
all right. All right, that's it. So spec, go to
airport.
You, Bell.
Airport.
That's public. Stepping outside of your
go
house.
Go, Bell. It's no, on you, Bell.
He's lying. What's your answer, bro? Yeah. He said yes to the airport.
Yeah, I say yeah. Okay, I'll airport is
thank
yes.
You.
Airport
thank is public. So yes, yes. Mine's is a yes as well.
Okay.
Mine's
next question. Yes. Next question. You gonna go to Bell? You gonna go to me? What we doing?
Go to you.
Go ahead. Yeah. Shit.
Dubs cheated, so I got Dubs got questions.
What's the next question? Live, to y'all tap in. You feel me?
Yeah, live tap in. I'm on Instagram live right now. Y'all tap in, man. I love y'all. Appreciate y'all. Cat Coins is tuned in. Cat Coins, listen, Instagram. If y'all not doing nothing right now, I know you listening to me.
That, you know what? You're damn near rocking the table. That's why your phone keep falling.
Y'all looking at me right now. I need y'all go to MiamiEntertainmentAwards.com right and now. Vote for. Best podcast, Talk Your Talk.
Bam.
Which one best is it? Best social media personality is T.P. Miller.
Uh-huh.
Best hairstylist, Coin by Cat. And best comedian, Pookie F. Baby. Please say the baby.
Please say the motherfucking F. Baby. Like,
please say the baby. So, yeah, make sure y'all vote. But right now, we tune in to the podcast, Talk Your Talk podcast. Instagram, I know I don't go live on the podcast episodes, but I'm going to start going live because I need y'all to tap in with us. We was talking about bonus and stuff like that. This episode is called 21 Questions. I got the best co-hosts in the world.
Yeah.
Duz with a Z. Yeah. Bell with a L-L-E.
Yeah.
And we doing 21 questions today. Man Cave. It's only my man at the table right now. So we doing 21 birthday, questions.
50.
Shout out to 50.
50, hey. Send us something, bro.
Send us some of that Bronson cognac. Listen.
Talk to me,
If you sell weed, jump in TP, DM, and then holla at me because my friend looking for some weed, but like, I don't know who to send it to. But
where to vote? Okay, all you do is go to MiamiEntertainmentAwards.com. It's gonna probably pull you to
link.
Google.
You should pin it. Is that possible for you to pin the link?
We can do that
pin
right
the
now.
Link.
Miami.
And then somebody come over and show me how to do that shit.
We pinning the link.
Entertainment.
But listen.
Pinning the link.
Yeah. Damn. On the neighborhood, we in this.
Damn, niche. I put Miami Entertainment.
You know what I'm saying, bro? You
fucking over up the church's money.
It's hard to pin.
You want the countdown, bro? Damn.
Oh, there we go. Thank you, Kat. Let me pin her comment. MiamiEntertainmentAwards.com. Just go to it. Vote for best podcast. Talk your talk.
You can vote best once a day, so make sure you vote. And when you vote, vote at work. And so you can make everybody around
tag
you.
Tag team.
In a 5-foot radius, because, see, I don't want to be too specific and people like, well, you know, everybody don't got a cubicle. Everybody don't got no office. Everybody
right.
got no.
Right.
Anybody in 5-foot radius you that you fuck with that you ain't
I know y'all got
out.
A break. I know y'all got a break room.
Coin underscore buy underscore cat.
Whoever you fuck with at work. Because some people don't fuck with the people at work. Like, they'll be fucking with
I know you
people.
Appreciate you. In that break room,
so vote for best hairstylist, Coin by Cat. Vote for best podcast, Talk Your Talk podcast.
Listen, so
vote for
me
best
ask.
Social media personality.
Yeah. Go ahead. Now, I like this.
Miller.
I like this. Y'all make sure,
Best comedian. Yeah. Pookie.
Now.
Pookie F. Baby.
Right.
And, you know, we show appreciate love to everybody, y'all. Anybody, as far as the, best social media personality award, Fat and Funny is always in there. So you can vote for me, then vote Fat Funny, then vote for me, then vote Fat Funny. So it's all home team, man. So make sure y'all just vote. And people down south in Miami, we gonna get y'all a cheat sheet so y'all can vote ASAP. Or you can go to my Instagram and click the link in my bio. It'll take you directly there. Or you go to Coin by Cat, which purchased these two bottles.
Mm. Or they can go to Talk Your Talk podcast and go in the bio, and it should be a link. If not, we gonna put it in there for y'all to.
She purchased these two bottles, Patron and Casamigos.
We appreciate you, Cat.
Y'all wonder why? Damn, they
Coin
did.
By Cat. Yeah, hey, it's Cat fault.
If we lit,
it's Cat fault.
If
we lit like
it's
this.
Cat
it's Cat
that
fault,
we
bro.
Lit like this. But listen, on some Geico Brody's.
Yeah.
So everybody always make it a man cave.
Yeah.
Or a guy code thing. So I try to put I try to take an African American spin and put it on there instead of saying guy code. You know, in the black community, we say bruh. That's bruh.
Bruh.
So instead of saying bruh code, you know, that still sound like we riding they shit. You feel me? No homo pause that. I was going to say bruh law. Like bro law. Like bro law. Like bro law. Like, you know how in the South, we going to shorten some shit up. Bro law. Like, that's the law. Like, we going to discuss bro law. Like, which is like bro facts. You feel me?
Took it right in the
but since you brought up the whole bonnet shit.
Talk your talk.
Since you brought up the whole bonnet shit and we dealing with the head of a woman.
Talk your talk.
And not the head of a woman yet. Yes. Damn, this nigga phone on fell again.
And this my cup.
How do you guys feel about a woman having a woman wearing her natural hair compared to wigs, bundles, extensions. What are yays and what are nays for you?
A woman.
And are any of them deal breakers?
A woman wearing
her natural hair compared to a wig, extensions, you know what I'm saying? Braids, plaits, all of that. What are some deal breakers for you? And what are some, like, yo, you know, I fuck with that. That's
a woman hair, sometimes we don't know it's a wig.
It's you, well, personally. We talking to you.
Me.
Yeah, you.
Sometimes we don't know it's a wig. Sometimes we don't know it's weave. Because they probably when they coined by cats and got their hair done.
Shit.
Okay. And so we gotta sticking. It don't really matter to me. I don't really care. I mean, long as you keep your hair done. If you bald headed, but you keep your hair done, that's
Do you have a favorite hairstyle?
My favorite hairstyle is curly. I love, oh my
like
God.
Like a short curly?
No, long curly.
A natural
curly.
Looking curly or long down? Like
long down curly, I will nut in you.
This nigga made Bell spit. Yo, this nigga made Bell spit out his fucking drink.
That's how you.
So both your baby mamas, they got long curly hair?
Bro, why you doing that? Why? Why is that a concern?
Dang.
That's crazy. You say you dig deep, right? You say you dig deep, right? Okay.
You said you nutting them. You had two kids, so you have to nut somebody. God damn.
Let's talk about deal breakers for men. Beijing or black spray. No, I'm in the comments.
Yeah, but don't read it yet till you looking for another question. You read it to yourself to figure out if that's a question for you that you want to ask when it's your turn to ask a question.
Wait, what's the question?
So I asked him the question.
You saw he did it, right?
So I asked him the question. So I'm going to ask you the question. Damn, so what I'm saying, listen. So what I'm saying, Bell, is since we talked about bonnets,
when it comes to women
hairstyles, do you prefer what do you prefer, and what are deal breakers and turn-ons for you
for the hair?
For the hair compared to natural hair, wigs, bundles, extensions, and like fox locks and maybe plaits and all that. Like, what are some deal breakers for you? And what are some turn-offs and turn-ons for you?
I'm pretty solid with everything. Whatever's working best for you. Like, so if that's the natural look, I don't mind if you natural. You know what I'm saying? You got your fro,
right?
Yeah, I don't mind that. That won't be a deal. Damn, she wears the fro. Like,
I get it.
I'm gonna be good. Whatever, feeling good.
Do you have a preferred hairstyle?
Well, that wasn't OP too.
That wasn't OP. That was Charles. Yeah. My bad. Hey, shout out to Migs.
Hey, listen.
Shout out to Migs.
Take it easy. Take it easy.
Okay. I don't want to say your ideal woman, but what is your preferred hairstyle on a woman?
If I had to pick,
she say, natural, how you want me to get my hair done?
You want a fro or do you want this wig? That's basically what. If we put it that way,
no, that's not it. It's more hairstyles.
You definitely left it between that and the wig.
I thought that's what you was like.
I thought that's what you was basing it like.
No, no. Basing it down.
Just compared to any hairstyle, like on a woman, like what's your preference? Like if you could pick, if your girl, or somebody you was close to, and they was like, what would you like to see on me?
Honestly, I think everybody would.
You said, what would you like to see on me?
I ain't talking about everybody. Don't speak for everybody. I'm speaking on me, but it's gonna be through everybody at the same time.
You ain't speaking for me. Go ahead. Nah, because be speaking right. Let's see, because, bro.
9 times out of 10, most people gonna want you to be. To be done right, bro.
What's done right?
That's me. Your hair done is not no fro.
Too politically correct, bro. What's the hairstyle for you? Not for everybody. No,
listen to what I'm saying, bro. Nine times out of ten, bro. If you had the option of picking between like your hair done or just out in a natural.
No,
fro,
we don't mean that like that. We mean. There are certain names of we tell a girl to name five names.
That's what I'm saying. What is the hairstyle for you?
You got to pick one. I don't have one.
It's like, oh, you got that blonde wig. That's going.
Oh, you playing it safe, ladies.
No, it's not.
Pick a hairstyle. What hairstyle? Like, if you could pick a woman right now,
yeah,
and you building a woman right now, God, like, well, I'm finna build you the perfect woman, and then you get to the hair, like you creating a player.
Yeah.
What the fuck hair are you putting on a woman right now? As right, of right, tonight, now that, right now. Right now. What are you into right now?
That's what I'm saying.
Tonight.
I'm picking. I'm
you
picking,
wanted to have dreads like you right now? She no. Want, you wanted to have a blowout?
I'm picking anything that's not a fro. That's what I'm telling you.
So say that's what I'm saying. Anything
what
I, but what?
That's what I was
she's
saying.
She's coined by Kat. I get what he's saying. That's anything but what? It should matter as long as what is done right.
Exactly. That's what I was getting at, bro.
But what I'm saying is, I'm not saying, like, generalize it. Like, we keep playing it safe. I'm asking these questions to find out, like, what you really into. Don't try to keep it playing, like, oh, I'm going to keep all the girls cool because I'm going to say, I don't want to say one. I don't want to coin one. Bro, every nigga, I don't care what you say, bro. You got to have a favorite hairstyle,
that's what I'm
bro.
Saying.
And a least favorite hairstyle. I don't fuck with this. Because you just said your least favorite is the fro. You don't want them to wear the fro.
Right.
But what is your favorite? Do you like it silk? Do you like it straight
down?
That's
what I'm
saying. Do you like it short and curly?
That's what I'm telling you.
I like it all. I know, but which one does it for you? Because you're trying to beat around the bush on a question. If you had to pick one, your life is depending on it.
My life depends.
You gotta pick. It's not a fro.
Listen to what I'm saying, bro.
Yeah.
Listen, my life depends on it. Today, Wednesday, I could pick braids. Thursday, I could pick blonde.
But today is Wednesday. I'm saying today. What are you feeling today?
Listen to what I'm saying.
What are you feeling today?
As long as your hair is dead.
You say what you feeling
picking,
today, Bell.
I'm picking.
What you feeling today right now?
It don't matter.
Knotless braids.
All right, go ahead, Bell. Ask your question.
So knotless braids. There we go.
You got braids.
Ask your question. I'm done with that.
You got braids today.
Question. I'm done with that. We went nowhere with that.
That's a real man. Question, he bro. Not shallow enough to break it down to just
now,
one
if
style.
If your hair is dead, you have a ponytail.
Go.
Your shit slick back.
It's not even listen.
I'm taking that,
switch
bro.
Ask the question.
I don't have a question.
That's a real man, not shallow. No, because a woman gonna tell you she want a nigga with a beard that she can rub on and tug on.
Right.
She ain't considering your fucking feelings when she say
that. Look.
She ain't considering your feelings when she say she want a nigga 6'2".
And look what you said.
Oh, I want a nigga 6'2" with a muscle build, and I want to be able to tug on his beard.
Our preference, bro.
Yeah,
right. All I'm telling you, if you got your hair done,
but you getting
I can rock with you. I don't have a. He's with me 24/7. Do you ever see me? I go straight for the blonde heads. I go straight for the braids. I go straight for the froze. If your hair is dead,
you saw what I said.
I'm fucking with you, bro. That's just my preference.
You saw what I said.
I can't numb it down.
I like that curly shit.
I can't numb it down for
so
you.
So the reason why.
If your hair is done, listen, I can fuck with you.
So the reason.
That's it.
I don't even knock you, Bill.
I don't knock you.
I don't knock you for your preference. I try to make it more interesting to see.
To make it more specific to see if we can get.
Nah, he ain't gonna do it. Bell gonna be in his pocket.
Yeah, he playing the safe.
I ain't playing the safe.
It's just what I like, bro.
You just don't care.
I don't fuck with a girl. All she did was rock braids. I loved it. And she looked good with the
braids. So what was the no for you?
Always in the natural. That's why. Okay.
That's what he said. He said afro.
If your hair, he said no. I could do the natural. If I had to pick, if your hair done, you can rock blonde today, red today, braids today.
Well, say just no afro.
Don't come with that.
That's what I was picking. You got
don't come to my fight the power.
You can rock straight braids all you want. Straight right.
No froze. No froze.
You can have dreads.
No froze.
No froze.
If I had to pick, no froze. It's no froze.
All right, so we got.
That's what I was
saying. That's what I'm saying.
The whole time, you just have your hair done. Just have it done.
Nah, but it is done in a fro, politely.
So
yeah, some girls got
a
froze.
Fro.
Ladies, no, y'all bro. Better get them niggas.
No,
see, I know, ladies. I know what a fro. I know what a properly treated fro look like. No. And you just woke
but,
up.
But I'm picking. I'm gonna pick the braids.
They say they wanna see you. Hold on.
I'm gonna pick.
The female said they wanna see you.
Listen, I'm gonna pick.
Oh, they see they finna tear your ass up.
See that they don't know who I is. I'm gonna get with you. That ain't worried about nothing. Listen, I'm gonna pick the braids. The wigs over the natural. That's just me. That's my.
So you don't like natural?
No, that's not. That wasn't the question.
I'm asking you.
The question was.
I don't like. I don't. That's why I'm asking.
Oh, you don't like natural?
No.
Oh, no. If you're natural, I love it. But if I, oh, you don't make me knock my shit, bro. But if I had to pick, that's what I'm picking. I want your hair done 24/7.
But you saying done with like you want to add it on shit?
Oh no, you got
so compared to natural, it should be treated. It shouldn't be natural. It should be treated.
Okay, I'll take that.
That's a little better.
I'll take that. Yeah, I'll take that.
That's what I fuck with. If you really want to go, if you really want to go technical, yeah. If you really want to go,
if you're gonna wear natural hair, it should be treated.
Yeah, not just
taken care of.
I just I woke up, my shit just in a messy froze.
I'm waking up and I'm going to work just like this. Fuck it.
But it's I woke up like it.
Macy Gray type shit. God.
TP, my bad, Bill.
Talk to me. You good. No, that's good.
TP, how you feel, brother? About when it comes so when it comes to hairstyle with women, we talked about wearing bonnets out in public. Is there a preferred hairstyle that you prefer on a woman compared to natural state of hair or treated extensions?
I love hair.
I love curly hair, bro. Or do you prefer a woman to wear? But do you prefer natural curly hair? Do you prefer a woman to treat it and add extensions?
Yes, I want you to treat it. I want you to take care of it. I want you to be responsible.
And is that a deal breaker for you? Like, would you kind of shy away from a woman if that's not it?
I won't shy away. I'll just tell them, baby, what's going on?
No, I'm just saying, not even before you even say you don't, like, would you just not talk to her? Like, if you look across the room and you like...
No, it's always room to make improvement.
I'm saying, so but has there been a time where you seen a woman and you was like, I'm not fucking with the hairstyle that she got right now, but I see potential?
Yeah.
And you still holler? And you was like,
As a man, you tell her, like, this is what's going to happen.
Okay.
That never been a... I've never been in that predicament. Like, I ain't gonna talk to him, Bill. Because I be looking... I be seeing past the potential.
You be seeing the potential.
Yeah, so the hairstyle ain't never stopped me, I'm saying, if we're out, watch how good I am.
If we let's say we out at Recess Miami.
July 24th.
Like on July 24th or whatever. We hanging out.
Day party.
You know what I'm saying? Day party vibes.
R&B vibes.
Get your tickets pre-order. You know what I'm saying? Like
ASAP.
Guaranteed to sell out.
I'm not getting you from the door.
Yeah, yeah. We not answering the phone at the door.
Correct.
So you pay in the room.
They say I'm giving a textbook answer.
You pay in the room. Look, you pay in the room. You pay in the room.
Okay, you already know what time it is.
Dog, the love of your life might be there. Your soulmate might be there, but you don't know what she got going on. You know if she going, like, her friends convinced her, she convinced herself to step something out of her norm. Like,
normally
her style is the style that you prefer. But she don't got it today. She tried some shit today.
I've been there.
And you pay in the room, and you look at her homegirl like, her homegirl got what you prefer. Like, yeah, that's it right there. That's the hairstyle right there. But shorty right there, she got the face. She the cutie. But she ain't... Oh, no!
Jesus!
TP, boy.
Damn,
boy.
I don't know
what's going on today, TP, boy.
This shit gonna be a funny video, bro. Oh, my gosh.
Lord.
Go ahead, finish.
Yeah, so... You paying the room, bro.
So what I'm saying, Bell,
is you paying the room... And just going off your preference, like, it's certain shit you overlooking, like, you overlooking certain shit, like, what's standing out and what's getting overlooked?
What's standing out and what's getting overlooked?
Yeah.
You all right, bro? All
right, so what's standing out? What catch your eye?
What's going to catch your eye? Of course.
Your eye, not nobody else. Don't say of course because you're going to be like, how the niggas say no?
This me.
Yeah, go ahead.
This me.
Yeah.
Of course.
Uh-huh.
Of course.
He finna tell us. We finna see what's going on. You need to go hit that water. My grandma said you need to go hit that water because there's people praying against you. You need to go hit that water. Let it hit your head out there on the beach. Wash that woo off your ass, boy. Somebody praying on your ass, boy.
Now, of course, if you come, a couple things gonna catch your eye first. It's gonna catch my eye first. How you dress? How you just look overall?
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? So it's probably the outfit will probably catch. First, no matter
you on the hairstyle right now, but you are program director, right now. I'm gonna make sure you get back to the. Yeah.
Listen though,
all right, take us though.
So the outfit gonna probably catch first, no matter how your hairstyle is.
Yeah,
you can have a fly outfit, but that wig ain't on. You got that big part.
It's you beige.
That's what I'm saying.
You black in your hair. You gonna peep your part beige.
At least me personally, you feel me? I peep like how you look. You know what I'm saying? Like I was telling her, I've been in a predicament where you met somebody for the first time. And it was in a natural look, you know what I'm saying? But then that's when the social media come into play. You done seen social media or you done seen pictures like, This ain't really them every day. You know what I'm saying? I just caught them on the bad. I caught them on a bad night. It was a bad vibe.
Listen,
you know what I'm saying?
So
for me personally, it's gonna be the fit. I see how you dress, how you present yourself like that way.
Right.
And then the hairstyle is gonna come into play. You could be in a nice ass. Listen, so a nice saying, ass look, outfit. All right, look, with the natural hair.
No, I gotta make it a little more specific.
So this Tucker Talk podcast, man, make sure y'all tune in each and every time. Damn, but
that shit hit you in the head.
I hit me on the back. Make sure y'all tune in each and every Wednesday. This is our 57th episode.
Yeah.
We are nominated for Best Podcast
in Miami. So
MiamiEntertainmentAwards.com. You see it pinned. Make sure you go vote for Best Podcast, right. Talk Your Talk Podcast. I love my co-hosts. I love everybody that's a part of the team.
Yes, sir.
We make it make sense. But yeah, this, you're not tuned in.
We got big bro code shit going on. Just,
yeah, you're not tuned into the bro code. Bro law. Bro law. All right. So you're not tuned into the bro law. 21 questions. Shout out to 50 Cent. Happy birthday. And let's make it make sense.
We're interviewing Bell right now. So Bell, we in Milwaukee.
Uh-huh.
TP got a show.
Uh-huh.
You slot that bit. We in there, but we got to be out by the morning because we going to New York. You uh-huh. heard me? So we pan in the room to see what we going with, what we leaving uh-huh. with. It ain't about no outfit right now because we on the subject of uh-huh. hair. We on the subject of women's uh-huh. hair, dudes. Uh-huh. If you could only see from the forehead up,
uh-huh.
If you could choose, like, hey man, get on the mic.
I already answered. I answered this in the previous.
No,
previous question.
You said anything but a fro.
Yes, I'm picking your hair. The hair did.
Okay, so you still see? He still ain't gonna get specific. It's cool. We've been spending too much on certain topics.
That's what I'm saying. You have
let me be a little more politically incorrect and let me be a little more specific. I prefer natural hair over.
Right, all of this is about preferences, bro. Yeah,
no, I asked y'all this. I ain't speak to my.
Oh, okay.
All this is preference. I'm telling y'all, but
if your hair done, I'm talking about me now.
Go ahead. You had a chance to say it. You ain't say it now.
I did say it. You want me to say one thing?
So why you got
to
say it again?
You want me?
Nigga, you asked me twice. It's a fucking radio show. We trying to make it juicy and interesting. You keep playing it safe. Nobody want to hear a bitch keep playing it safe.
I'm all ears. This is what you starting to realize.
I like natural. Listen.
This is not about playing it safe, bro. This is what I like.
I'm talking about me now. We ain't talking about that no more.
Go ahead, bro.
I respect you.
Go ahead.
Listen. I like natural hair.
Yeah.
I like it. If you got natural hair, and we can work with it, mm-hmm. I fuck with it.
What kind of natural hairstyle you like?
My favorite hairstyle, natural, real, fake, if I got to paint that mm-hmm. bitch on your skull, is a wrap.
So you give me Beijing vibes. I'm
talking about a straight wrap. I just need me a nice little straight wrap. I like the natural hair tings. You feel
right.
me? I don't care if you treat
it
that gotta bitch.
It ain't got to be in the fro. It could be straightened out.
I don't care if you treat that bitch. Or we can go, if you want to keep it natural, you like anti-perm and anti-going to the Dominicans. Mm-hmm. If you just want to hot comb that bit down, it's going to stay, if it's going to stay down
you
long enough
chill
for me.
With your shit,
if it's going to stay down long enough for me to see it, I'm cool with it. Right. Like, but my preference for a hairstyle on a woman, not mm-hmm. saying like if you're dealing with me, this is the hairstyle you got to always have.
Yeah.
But if it's one you ask,
this
like,
is what you, this
if you
what
say,
looking
babe,
to,
babe
yeah.
what you want to see? Like, what if a woman asks me, babe, what you
what I
want to
get
you,
today?
Yes, I just like a natural route. Whether it be short, long, medium, whatever, I like it like that. Mm-hmm. And if you don't have the kind of hair or the fullness to have a natural wrap or mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying? If it got to be treated, I want to wrap. If you got to add extensions, I want to wrap. Mm-hmm. Now what I don't respect, I do not respect women with long natural hair. If your natural hair is,
bro, what?
If you got long natural hair, bro, I had a problem with that shit. This was a problem in my relationship.
And they always
my daughter's mom has long natural hair.
And they always get like wigs and everything.
I had a problem with her wearing wigs because I'm like, yo, that shit gonna snatch your top back. Okay. And it snatched her top back. She bounced the top back. Like, she did what she had to do to bounce it back. But I'm just saying.
Show off your own. Right? That's what you're saying.
Like, embrace your own. Mm-hmm. Like, if I'm telling you, we on that level, mm-hmm. and my opinion matters because obviously we spending the most time with each other and we most important right now to each other, and my opinion matters. I'm telling you that your real hair is enough for me and the way that you treat your real hair is enough for me. What you got to go put a wig for?
Right, you don't.
I'm telling you, it's enough for me.
Right, you don't. You ain't got to go
you
put a wig on.
You don't got to go put no wig
you
on.
You ain't got to go put it on.
What are you doing? I told you it's enough for me. Mm-hmm. You feel me? That's enough for me. I'm good with that. What you going to put that on for?
You ain't got to.
You don't got to do that.
Rock
but
on.
What I'm saying, so I prefer natural rap. I don't care if you got a fro and you comb that bitch down and it stay down.
Put the little wig.
Or you
in
put
that.
Whatever you put on that bitch, or you born like that and your shit just stay down when you when you put it down.
But that bit in little onion.
That's my shit. To not be biased, for the people that you know, everybody
nah,
here, everybody
gotta be
here,
biased is what you like,
bro.
It's what you like.
You're good, bro.
This what you prefer. What you prefer, bro?
Let me say,
let me
stay in the lane.
You ain't gotta cover nobody.
What I prefer,
you gotta cover nobody.
I prefer natural hair.
There's nothing wrong with that.
But like I said, like my favorite hairstyle is a wrap. And I understand with dealing with different women, that shit gonna come.
Well, you say rap, you talking about like the little.
It's when they do the whole.
It's natural.
Yeah, that's
like, it's like.
It end up, they gonna wrap it like when they gotta wrap
but
it.
But when
up,
they let it go, it's gonna drop.
It's gonna fall.
Oh, okay,
like
that
this.
One. Okay, okay.
So
okay.
You like really fuck it with.
Because you know, we got listeners from Minnesota.
No, I gotta talk to them. You really be looking like Barbie and Tyra Banks and shit. Like, that
you know,
shit.
We
that
got
shit,
listeners all around the
world. That
be
gonna fall like this. You be looking like, you know what I'm talking about? The shorty be looking like they going to the, you know what I'm talking about, the prom and Cinderella and all that shit.
He said 21 questions, but we had an hour.
Because we gotta argue about every fucking question.
We had an hour and
it
10 minutes.
It just need to be. Yay, no, yay, no, yay, no. We fucking
y'all make, no, y'all bro, arguing.
I'm gonna say what I gotta say. Fuck that.
Y'all be trying to make a nigga change his opinion.
I'm gonna say what I wanna say, yo.
All right, so let's fight off.
I just told y'all eat candy corn.
Let's fight off. Main bitch. Who you love? Who you care about? And you love her. And you take her to family dinners and shit.
What you saying?
Threesome. Listen, look where I'm going with. Get your popcorn and hold on to your seats.
I'm listening to you.
Threesomes. Main bitch.
Mm-hmm.
Threesomes, main bitch, yes or no?
Threesomes with your main bitch?
With your main bitch, yes threesomes or no? Is it a deal breaker?
Yes.
Is it a deal breaker? Like, I can't.
Yes.
Because some niggas, bro, there's some niggas that they be like, I don't give a fuck if it's me, her, and another girl. Some niggas be so controlling. They don't.
Yeah.
They so selfish. They're like, you are enough for me. I won't even say they selfish. Some niggas like, I don't want to do it with nobody else. You could just be me.
Yes. It's a yes for me.
It's a yes
with
for
another
you.
Woman? Yeah, yeah.
Threesome in your.
Yeah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm cool. That's a yes for me.
I'm good. Now, why would she say she wanna bring a dude?
No. I'm saying, are you no, asking?
He said that. No, he asked that. That's a question.
I know that, but the way you said it came out. I'm going to flip a dude. I'm saying,
no, I said
what
she,
were
I,
you saying? What said, if she wants said?
I,
like,
that's what I said. I said, what if she wanted to bring a dude?
What if she wanted to bring a dude? I thought she said, what if, like, I'm like,
no,
what
no,
the
I
fuck
said,
you saying?
No,
oh.
I said, what if she wanted to bring a dude?
Because
we all good with it if it's another female.
That's good.
I'm all good.
So this is what I'm trying to tell you. Let's.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
You're talking the right talk.
How you feel?
Do you prefer?
If it's
no,
not, fuck not you talking
no,
about
bro, that's common sense.
Not you talking about another.
I'm saying no.
Nah,
exactly.
That's
your
deal,
no,
bro.
Nah. What?
Nah, I'm straight.
Come here.
Straight. You're not my girl no more.
What the fuck you was thinking?
Straight.
What you was thinking?
I ain't gonna lie. I'm gonna keep it real.
Come
like,
here.
Now listen. If you're not my main.
Yeah, thing. We talking about the main. Woo.
Main. Lane.
Oh, so we keeping it main. We keeping
yeah,
it main.
You,
no,
you
said, right,
you
right, said, right. We gonna keep it main. Thing, so it's a no for me. Nah, it's a no for me.
You a runner?
No, it's a no. It's a no for me.
Nah,
it's a no for me. If it's my main thing.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we talking about
spinning bread.
You talking about cuffing and like.
Yeah.
Y'all going the hillstone. Y'all going the.
If she tell me. If she tell me.
Hold on, Doug. They paid you some shit.
You gotta chill, bro.
Think you saying hill fucking stone, bro?
Listen, if she say, if my main thing saying like. If my main thing saying
hey.
Like, yo,
hey.
I want
cool
another.
Fuck.
If my main thing say like, yo,
hey.
I want another. You know what I'm saying? Man in the building. We gonna be wah wah wah. Listen, I'm gonna tell
you.
Not her, look,
doing that. Done. I ain't doing that. Done.
That shit dead.
Done. You doing that? Done. Had to drink it to the water.
It could be y'all in the room. That shit dead.
Hey, make sure you follow my cameraman.
That shit dead. I ain't fucking.
Make sure
with
you
that.
Follow my cameraman, the GOAT, Don Digitals, man. Get your music video right. Get your photo shoots right. Boy, he had an indoor
Listen.
Photo shoot. This shit like a club in here.
Listen.
I'm glad we all on the same page. Okay.
Yeah,
I'll just make a show.
There's some freaky niggas out here.
If a nigga said the same, say yes, I'm like, yo.
There's some freaky right, niggas
talk your talk.
There's some freaky niggas out here want to watch their girl beat another man. That's not going on out here. Like,
we might got a bumper by him.
If you listen, sweetheart.
might got a bumper by
him. Sweetheart, if you fuck with me and you need more wood for your fire, you just got to go find another fire and another wood. Like, you got to go find another wood. That's
whole different chimney.
Yeah. Like, all I'm right. good. I'm cool with that.
So I'm saying, like, okay.
I got to pee.
Damn, I can't answer the next question. Oh, I got you. I got you. But nah, like I said, it's Sucker Talk Podcast, right. Man. Shout out to Coin,
uh-huh.
Cat Coins for the for the drink she provided for the night.
Y'all blame Cat Coin for this, man.
Shout out to Coin by Cam. She have a 360 photo shoot that she launched.
That's what y'all can follow. Just like that.
So she's launching that, man. So make sure y'all tune in. Make sure y'all book her for your next event. You know, the 360 thing is a new thing now. Right. And,
You'll get on the 360?
I feel like I'll get on the 360 without nobody looking, like before everybody come.
So once the venue packed,
I'm not getting on the 360. No. Everybody looking at you like, what the fuck is that?
That should be bright as fuck.
Bro, we was at Recess Miami. And nigga hopped on, man. He look, what your lame ass doing, bro?
But I think that's everybody. I think once it's two packed, everybody don't know what, like,
I'm not getting on the 360 camera. With everybody in the building. I'm not doing that, bro.
So you catching the 360 vibe early.
I'm catching the 360 vibes early as fuck. I don't want nobody looking at me, bro. At all.
Yeah. That ring light just spinning.
Everybody looking at you like, what the fuck is lame ass doing? Look at his ass on the...
What he throwing up?
But no, I got some shit from the start. I got some shit from the drop, though.
All right, talk to me.
I got plugged in with a little oil company type shit. You feel what I'm saying? They finna start doing oils and shit. So you feel me? So you got a lady.
Let me see that pat brown.
You got a lady that wanna smell good. She gonna make it smell good. But I can't. You feel me? I can't give it to the. I can't give it to y'all at once.
So what you said it is?
Some oil. That's
so like if like oil, look.
I put
so
it
like,
on me.
You can rub it on you. Not you. No.
That's what I'm talking about for them. What they do? You rub it on you.
What it is? Like, I'm telling y'all,
it's gonna be smelling fire,
and it's gonna make you. It's gonna make you say, like, damn, what you got on?
I guarantee.
Have y'all ever fucked with a woman who hygiene wasn't A1? Have you told her about it, or did you just kind of distance yourself away from the situation? Have you ever dealt with a woman who hygiene wasn't A1, and how did you deal with it? I want to talk to you, TP.
I've never dealt with a woman that hygiene was not good, but I'm gonna say if it wasn't good,
what would you do?
I'm a comedian, so I can joke my way out of that. Like, yo,
what you gonna say?
Listen, you need to go get that oil I just talked about on my Talk Your Talk podcast and rub it on yourself a couple times. And I promise you, you're gonna smell better than what you smell like. But if it smells like that down there, then baby girl, I need you to tighten the fuck up. But I'm not rude like that. Like I'm gonna find a way out.
It's not being so rude.
So you're not blunt with it. You gonna try to like?
Yeah, I'm not blunt with it.
It's not about being rude.
So let's go shower.
You about to get to an intimate.
Let's go shower instead of baby.
You want me
musty.
At Iscrete?
Whatever the fuck y'all, let's go shower instead of baby. Y'all in the act of an intimate moment. You never know.
Some of these women
want y'all to swap body parts. Like, she want to put her mouth on yours, and she wants you to put
her breast thing.
She wants you to put your mouth on hers.
Let's go shower and brush our teeth real quick.
And when it come back, it don't come back the same.
If they don't do that shit,
the front smell like soap, but then when it open, like.
Now we gonna open that shit in the shower.
Okay, you gotta get up in there.
We gonna open that shit in the shower.
Yes, he did.
What about you, Dubs?
Damn, that nigga bounced that shit back on me. I'm gonna keep it real, bro. I ain't gonna say it hasn't happened that I haven't came across a woman with bad hygiene. I just haven't been like, I ain't gonna lie, I ain't cold enough to tell a woman.
You stink.
I just kind of just don't fuck with her no more.
I ain't never been, but you musty. I don't, you musty.
You too old for that.
You don't smell like. I don't say that. Yes, I have.
So if they musty and we don't get there, it's because we don't get there because I definitely ghost your ass. That shit.
Yeah.
But I remember one time, I had liked this girl. I had been liking her for a long time. Long story short, I finally got a chance to link with her. Mm-hmm. But earlier that night, the night that I linked with her.
It was the same night we was all chilling
at a function, and I got the opportunity to like meet her afterwards, like to catch a signal, like an eye signal, like I'm about to leave. You gonna pull up? I'm like, okay, yeah, we shit. I'm with that. I've been itching to scratch that. Let's do that. And I should have known the plan was fucked when the, like an hour, like she left a little function about an hour or two early, bro. I should have knew the plan was fucked from Jump Street when I opened the door and she still had the clothes on from the function. I was like, bro, we... I should have felt that shit. I'm like, bro, we at your crib. We at your crib. You ain't stay at your friend crib. Yeah, you ain't staying. We at your shit. We at your crib. You gave me the eye to function like tonight's the night. I down my first cup and bullshit. Give you time to hit the back door. Like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? I'm finna bullshit with these boys till you let me know you the crib. I'ma slide back. You feel me? I give her an extra hour and I slide over there. And when she, I knew the plan was fucked from Jump Street when I opened the door and the girl had the same clothes on.
So what you told
from
her?
From 2 hours ago, I'm like.
What you told her?
No, I had wanted, I ain't gonna lie, bro. I wanted it so bad.
You just took what came with
it? No, it bypassed the heel variety.
No, nigga, you nigga. I did not hit. What is it? I did not hit alt clear. What this shit? Alt clear delete. I did not override that shit. So I was like, you just trying to get a benefit of the doubt. You like, you know, I've been wanting this for a while. I ain't tripping. Like, this is something I've been wanting for a while. Maybe she just clean like that. She ain't got a, you know what I'm saying? Maybe her all day is good enough. Like, shit. But in my mind, it was the red flash. So I was like, all right, whatever. So we go.
We're going to see how this go. That's what you saying. We finna see how this
go. Yeah, we going to see how this go.
That's exactly what you saying.
We get to the bedroom. I think.
He was at her crib?
That's what he said. He is at.
Oh, let me bring TP. No, TP was in the bathroom. Look,
he's at her crib.
So we're talking about.
Not your crib.
We're talking about.
Not her friend crib.
Times where if the hygiene was bad, how would you deal with it? And if you was personally in a situation, how would you deal with it? So I'm saying that I was at a function and a girl I had like for a long time I had a crush on. She finally was giving me those signals that night. And she kind of gave me the like, I'm finna get up out of here.
What's her name? I'm just playing.
I think she was French. I think it was like, are you dumb?
Yeah, I ain't gonna look at you like, nigga.
Are you dumb?
Yeah, I know, it's Man Cave. My bad.
Are you dumb? We not doing that.
This is Man Cave. Talk your talk. I'm sorry.
Are you dumb? We not doing that.
We talk our talk. And we keep it to ourselves.
Are you dumb?
So she was clean that night or no?
No, listen. So TP. So TP, she left the party. Bam. She left by.
Slipping on Bacardi.
She left about an hour. She left about an hour early.
Okay, so what she was drinking on?
I don't know. We were drinking all kind of shit. So I gave her an extra hour before I pulled up.
To get right.
Boom, I pull up, fat drink in hand, like, I gotta make sure I had that drink. I'm gonna beat your bike out. I get there and I'm telling Belle, I'm like, yo, I should have known the plan was gonna be fucked from Jump Street because she had the same clothes on from 2 hours ago. You been home from 2 hours? And you know I'm coming. You invited me over. And the first thing is not to try to, like, take a shower, get the crib right, get it right. So then I'm like, okay, me overthinking this shit, TP. I'm just like, you know, it's your crush. It's somebody you crush.
He was on Front Street, right? He was on Front Street.
Stay the fuck out my business. I don't know who you was, bro. You trying to, like, bro, chill out, bro. Chill out.
This is why Dubs is my co-host, man.
Don't kill.
This is why Dubs is my co-host. Go ahead, bro. I'm not going to interrupt you. I ain't going to interrupt you no more.
You tripping.
Go ahead. Get right.
So a nigga get over there, and I open the door, and she got this shit on from 2 hours ago. So I say, you know what? Maybe you don't want to face reality because this opportunity don't come around. Like, this somebody you've been liking for a while. You've been getting.
Get right.
Curve for a get while. Right, so tonight's the night. Get right with you.
Get ready, baby. Tonight.
I open the door with the cup. Right, I'm not going to deal with the cup. Get right with like, you know, most niggas might down the cup before they walk in there and be like, oh, I just want to make it seem like
you
I'm ready.
You with your shit.
I'm like, I'm player, nigga. I'm coming in there with the cup. I come in there. I damn near drop the cup. I'm like, you got the same shit on from. I say, you know what? Maybe she just. Maybe
this is the fact that you shared this story.
Maybe her shit is just together like that. Maybe, like, maybe that pussy is just. Some girls got the kind of pussy that. They take a bath and they sprinkle a little pot on it. It get them through the day. Some girls get them through the day.
Mm-hmm.
So I go to the room. We go in there. Chris Brown, can I take you down?
I really want to take you down. Tell me what when I take you down.
So like this how you know from a guy's perspective, ladies, if you're listening, guy code or guys who listening, y'all can understand. This how you know it was different when you know you kissing and kissing on the neck.
You a tongue kissing?
It was kind of. I ain't gonna lie. At the dope, that shit. Yeah. At the door, the outfit turned me off. But I was like, you know what?
This I'm gonna kiss. I'm gonna kiss.
This might be.
What was it stink?
Listen, this might be a once in a lifetime you opportunity. So I'm like, bam, fuck it. So look,
the neck was salty.
A couple of kisses, bam. So I go to the neck, bop, bop, bop. But you might not. You so ready to go where you going? You might have not really like lit on the neck to really see how salty that cracker was.
right.
Man,
listen, I kiss on the neck, kiss on. I really give it like real foreplay. You feel me? I ain't gonna lie.
You doing the thug? You doing your thug? Like you say, this is one.
This
of the
is
ones
somebody
you
had a crush on for a long ass fucking time. You don't know if this night never coming back again.
You don't want to miss your opportunity.
This like one after the Sigma Beta show type shit.
So certain red flags yeah. You kind of like moving them to the side because you kind of like, man, I want this to happen so bad. So
I can put up with this.
It's foreplay, and then they come to the exchange of the clothes. Like, they take the clothes off. So I'm taking her clothes off, even though I'm mad because when I got there, she still got the same clothes on from 2 hours ago.
But you feel me? I want it so bad.
I want it so bad.
It's still
I'm
good.
Like,
it's still
yeah,
good.
I'm
we
like,
good.
I want it so bad. Like,
damn. Boom.
We take the shit off.
Listen, damn.
And my old Lil Wayne voice, you know them New Orleans niggas, when they first got in the game, their lingo was different. They didn't really pronunciate everything right.
Talk your talk.
I say it jokingly, so I got to say that because when I say it, I don't want y'all to think I'm really illiterate. Like, no. When I, after, under those 2 hour old clothes, on top of the whole day,
right,
it was lingerie.
That boy is good.
Hey. It was fucking lingerie, TP.
That's
it. Lingerie. You had lingerie on this whole time. You ain't go bathe and put the lingerie back on. TP, it was lingerie.
It was just sitting.
You know what?
It was just sitting.
Marinating, Lord.
Marinating.
I fuck with those.
I suck a titty.
You still suck the
then
titty.
Then I suck the other titty.
Nasty.
They smell like they taste like wet wristbands.
Damn. you kept it going.
Nah, I'm fucking with you. But they wasn't the warning like that shit was gonna be whatever it's gonna be. So
did you build up to say like I think you need
listen,
to
listen,
was you able to do that?
Get your popcorn. Get your popcorn. So
this the last question. I ain't asking no more questions.
No, look. So we go. I go neck. I go chest. I go titty. I go titty. I go titty. I go titty. And I'm going in the nitty and the gritty.
He always got some shit.
Take
bro.
It down.
I'm taking a bit down.
Damn. I get down there. The panty draws lace. They got the lace around the panty draws.
They still got the little liner?
They got the lace, like the little white lace, like around that, be around the napkins of your grandma house and shit. So I try to be freaky because I'm like, you know, I've been wanting this. I'm going to this positive.
Yeah.
I grab the panty draws.
Yeah.
No hands.
Ooh.
With my teeth.
Now he fucking Rocco Dash.
Straight teeth and tongue.
I grab the panty draws with my teeth like that.
Tongue. You don't put your tongue in.
No tongue.
Just teeth.
They depend on you.
Just straight teeth?
No.
You just grab them. You just try to be like,
you ain't use your tongue.
We ain't get there yet.
Okay.
You know, you're between here and here.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, between the middle of the chest and
use
the belly.
You lift it up a little bit.
Nigga, get to the punaning, and I go to chew, grab the little the panty drop to pull him back to show like I'm like that. I'm a demon.
what he said on a Friday?
I'm like
baby
that.
Joke, baby joke.
I'm a demon.
I'm an animal, Holmes.
Bro, when I put them panty drawers back,
it smacked you. It's smacking.
I hope nobody Rick. This is gonna be on the app. So
that's
I can't
what I'm saying.
It.
When
fight.
The penny draws came back, it was like
that wasn't me.
Mike jumped out that bitch with the leather red jacket. All like,
Andy, are you okay?
Nigga, not Andy, are you okay? Something was dead in there. It was like,
yeah, thriller.
It was something dead in the penny draws. So to speed it up. I did some bullshit. Pete, this right. So I do that right. Like, so I got like, I'm acting like I'm pulling the thing down.
Yeah.
And I smell it. I'm like, yo, this is like, I smell it.
You saying this in your head?
Like, yeah, in my head, I'm like, yo. I done
fucked up.
When I pull the panties back, that shit go. I say, ain't no.
You ain't make a face. You ain't make. You was able to keep.
I think it's guy code. I think it's.
Yeah, I know you had to make. I
think it's bro law. I think
I
it's
just made a face right now.
Listen, I think it's bro law to do this. Like when you pull it back in this thing, you go. Like it's too high.
You try to do it on the slide, like, though. Like you try to do it on the slide. Like you try to.
Guess what? My next move, bro. I said, listen, bro. I literally said, John. I said.
Damn!
I jumped up. No!
Boy, just woke up.
No, cause you don't wanna.
Hey, Don Digital, boy, nah, you finna have a shit on your hands with this episode.
You don't wanna feel uncomfortable. So I jumped up. Oh. Damn, TP don't drop this shit. Three. Now it's one, two,
damn.
Three strikes. You're blame. Out at the.
Y'all know. Y'all wanna know
who that shit with?
Who we blaming for this episode?
Cat Coins.
Come on,
and he wiping that shit on the
because they lost the Super Bowl.
Fuck you, boy.
They lost.
They got it. It's on cleanup duty. Cause they listen, lost. They are so clean up.
We'll be back next year.
Listen, so when I smelled that shit, bro, I had to like, I ain't gonna lie, I wasn't real enough to really right like check her. So I really just made it like on some like emergency, like what the fuck just happened? Like I got up like on some like
shit. Man, what's wrong?
Like it scared her. Like I got up like grabbing her. Like I got up like
Tron, bro.
I got up on some like oh shit. Like what the fuck? She like what the fuck? I'm like what the fuck? She like what the fuck? I'm like. So I get up abruptly. I'm like, she like, I'm like, what? I mean, I said, man, what the fuck? She like, what? She like, what? What? What?
What happened? What happened?
I said, you don't hear that?
Hell, bro.
I said, you don't hear
what
that?
What happened? She said, what happened?
I said, you don't hear that? She said, nah.
Oh, shit. I said, man, people here.
I said, I think that's my phone ringing.
There is no
noise coming from the dresser, bro. No ringtone, no nothing. I'm like, bro, hold on, bro. Let me see what the fuck going on. I grabbed the phone. I'm like, what?
Save me.
There's nobody on the phone. My phone is not even ring. It haven't rung
did
at
she
all.
Go for, did she go for it?
She ain't no choice. I ain't even give her a chance to. I was like, I said, what the fuck? I said, what?
Come
bro,
quick.
I said, bro, them niggas got us fucked up, bro. I didn't even say, hey, I got to go. Can you open the door for me? We going to have to do this another time. I literally was like,
gots to go.
What the fuck? Bro, I knew where the door was at because she walked me in.
Yeah.
I literally just left.
Gots to go.
And we never seen each other again.
It's Talk and Talk Podcast.
We seen each other. Uh-huh. But I give her that look and she know.
Your pussy was stank.
She don't talk, I don't talk.
But you don't think they be knowing?
I had a feeling she had to know.
Come on.
Why, ain't no way it was Linga Ray up under
there. I feel like they just trying you at that point. You know you was.
Some girls be wanting to be nose blind, dog.
No, but Dubs, come on. Ask us as humans, bro. You know what you did today, bro. I know I was a little sweaty. You know your shit. You know you were sweaty. She had on jeans. Probably had on jeans all day.
But the cat
was just cooking.
It was wrong. It was so fucking wrong.
You had the audacity to try me.
All right, man.
Is hell the deal breaker?
We done. That story, we done. Bro.
Yeah?
Yes.
TP, you waste your shit on you again?
Nah, I wasted three, four fucking microphones.
So, to answer his question, he answered the question. What was the initial question for you?
The initial question was with
height, with the body odor.
Talking
to the mic.
Dealing with somebody with a body odor, would you be able to tell them that they had a body odor? Like, have you experienced it, and how did you handle it? And could you tell them that they did? I personally couldn't tell a girl that she had a body odor. I kind of ghost her.
What about you?
Oh, I just said, let's go bathe together.
That's a start. I ain't gonna lie, but what if you bathe and you get out of there and that shit still is in the inside?
You gotta
text Bell.
I'm
gonna text Bell. I'm gonna text Candy.
Some girls stay on the surface.
Nah. I'm gonna text
you special soap.
Fuck that. I'm gonna text Bell. I'm gonna text Handy. I'm gonna say, yo, call me and say, get to the crib right now, bro.
Drop everything. Yes, come quick. Craig's in trouble.
9 times out of 10, Bell ain't gonna read it because Bell probably gonna call the duty a man. So Handy gonna call me. Bro, I did this shit one time with Handy. That was, bro, where you at? I said,
I called. I told you to say one thing. I said, yo, I'm out wearing that. What's good, bro? Bro, pull up right now, bro. It's going fucking down, bro. God damn. I said, Bell should have called me. Bell should call me before Handy called me. God damn, boy. He made this shit like, oh, this shit was real as fuck. I'm like, damn. Anybody in my family?
You got to sell it. Yeah, guys, just sell it.
But yeah, man.
The stank sack is a no for me.
No for me. It's a no for me, too.
Back then, I wasn't man enough to say nothing about it. I kind of would just like.
That shit hit deep. It's like cutting. It's like stabbing a bitch.
I told you, bro. I know she know. That's what it was because I did not say like I think, bro. Yeah. There was not.
I ain't gonna lie.
The room was silent, bro. The room was silent, bro. Ain't no phone ring. I was like, you heard that? She was like, what? Heard what?
I grabbed my phone.
I say,
check your phone. Hey, yeah. But let's talk and talk podcast, man. You know how we do each and every Wednesday, man. Shout out to Cat Coins for the bottle. Shout out to Coin Cam for the bottle. We definitely going up.
Yeah.
You're definitely in the building, man. Yeah. I appreciate everybody that tune in each and every Wednesday.
Y'all make sure y'all tune in to TP gonna go live after we get off air because we starting to get views and they want to know what's going on. So I'm not going live. You gotta go to live after this, brother, if you want to know.
Shout out to Don's Digital for the visual every week. He be on point with it all the time, anytime.
Appreciate you, bro.
Every time. But nah, this Tuck and Talk podcast, man. And you know what we do, you know how we do. You know I'm in the sister room, Bella in the auntie room. And where you at, Dubs?
Well, she I'm in your mama room.
Cankles. A little cankles and baby to cook.
Oh, that nigga deadly. But I'm in your mama room and I'm your girlfriend, boyfriend. So,
you know what time it is, man.
You find one of them aunties, I'm telling you.
You think you go with her, but she go with me.
We do.
Well, matter of fact, we go wherever the fuck we want to go. You go with her, we go wherever the fuck we want to go.
You got to chill. Hey, but yeah, it's Tuck and Talk podcast, man. We definitely turned up. We got Casamigos Patron. I'm taking this home.
We got Casamigos.
Let me move this to the side. And I
ride. We got another one. We got a whole brand new.
This is what we do. Oh, before I end out, man, make sure you vote. MiamiEntertainmentAwards.com. Best podcast. Make sure you vote once a day.
In the whole wide world, Craig.
And best social media personality, TP Miller. Make sure you vote every day. Shout out to my manager, Bell. Shout out to my co-host, my nigga, my dog.
On the neighborhood, Dubs with a listen. Z.
Shout out to my cameraman. So if you want.
Y'all make sure y'all go. Miami Entertainment Awards, y'all make sure y'all go. Every blood clot day.
If you see Don's Digital on the red carpet, you already know what time it is. You know how we coming. You know how we set it.
Get a little interview.
Correct. So come get an interview real quick and fast. And we love y'all. For real. We appreciate y'all nominating us. Because Smoke said it was over 30 podcasts that was nominated. He said, bro, why the fuck everybody keep voting for y'all? I said, bro, because we just a real ass podcast.
Ain't nothing but a little bit of scraping.
And he said, damn, he said, bro, everybody on the podcast, this was doing this shit for three, four, five years, bro. He said, y'all the only ones that's been doing this shit for a year and some change. It's not to knock y'all hustle off, but y'all the only nigga that been doing this shit for a year and some change. It's not about who did it first,
it's about who did it right.
Alright,
we did.
Don't care.
You gonna break the bottle. Heavy hand up.
Shout out to Bell, my manager, man. I be trying to ignore him all the time, but you know that's my brother. That's my nigga.
I ain't even have to put the shades on.
You ain't put the shades on, so I know you wasn't drunk as fuck. Next time, next Wednesday, with Molly Juice, you gonna get drunk.
Molly Juice.
You gonna get drunk.
Molly Juice.
Oh, no. Molly what? Juice got some good ass Molly chaser. Juice. I'm gonna let you know right now.
Why they gotta call it Molly though?
Ask him when he come next week.
You'll find out. But I ain't gonna lie. It ain't catchy. I'm on this Molly Juice.
No, bro.
So next week, Wednesday, we got Molly Juice. He has the most amazing juice in the world.
All type of lemonade.
Times 10 chaser. That shit is amazing. That's chaser because we used it at Recess Miami. Yeah. July 24th. But listen, this TP Miller does with a Z. Bell, B-E-L-L-E-E. Bell, B-E-L-L-E. T-Bag.
That boy threw double E.
Ain't gonna lie. Today is TP birthday episode. He stuck there. Yeah.
Gotta be. We got nominated for the award. What the fuck?
I don't know, but birthday next month, so you feel.
I'm saying we got nominated for the award, though, bro. We got nominated, bro.
I feel like
Smoke said nobody's been nominated for a podcast award. Everybody that y'all up against is 5 years plus.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
5 years plus. Don, that makes sense.
Next month we in August.
Everybody that we in the nominations with is 5 years plus. Phone in my pocket. Bro, everybody that we been nominated with is 5 years plus. Uh-huh. We've been doing this shit for a year and some change, bro. So what that tell you, bro?
Stop playing. Next month is August.
Stop playing, bro.
Next month is August.
Stop playing, bro. Man, fuck that.
Press the red button.
Let's roll this out. Talk your talk. Yeah, I delayed that
Why
shit.
Why y'all so slow?
Yo, because, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Hold on. I'm close out.
No, you good.
I'm gonna close out. But I'm saying, like, this nigga said everybody that's been nominated for the podcast section been doing this shit for 5 years plus, bro. Yeah. You know how big that is on Talk Your Talk podcast.
We like Domingos. Ain't nothing but a little bit of scraping.
That's it.
Ain't nothing but a little bit of scraping.
Bro, we been doing this shit for a year and some change, bro.
It ain't about who did it first. It's about who did it right.
A year and some change. She like, bro, it was 20 podcasts nominated.
You know how many people made
And y'all came top five.
You know how many shoes was made in the world before Phil Knight made some?
Come on, that's what I'm saying, bro. Nigga Smoke said y'all was nominated. It was 20 podcasts voted on. But y'all niggas made a top five. He said, I ain't going to tell you where y'all made it at top five, but I'm going to tell you, y'all niggas made it top five.
Top five and I'm not two.
Out of 20.
Stop fucking nomination,
please. Man, make sure you vote MiamiEntertainmentAwards.com. Best podcast, Talk Your Talk podcast. We there. We are there.
Boy.
We are there.
Boy. On the neighborhood. Let's go. Let's go.
Just like that.
I'm in your mama's room. I'm your baby mama's boyfriend.
But yeah, this Talk Your Talk podcast. You know how we do each and every Wednesday. Talk Your Talk. Okay. The 60th episode coming up. Make sure you tune in next week with Molly Juice. That boy got some good ass chaser, but he got some good ass juice too. So yeah, this Talk Your Talk podcast. Let's close out. Talk Your Talk.
You better talk Your Talk.
Talk Your Talk.
In your mama room. Yeah, I'm in your mama room. I don't know where them niggas at.
What you laughing at, bro?
I'm in your mama room.
Oh,
okay. You know
what? Talk your
tongue.
Talk your tongue. Talk your tongue. What you doing, Dubs?
Y'all ready?
Yeah.
You ready? I was like, he pressed both buttons.
Right. Let's go. Are you ready?
Talk your
tongue.
I'm in the sister room.
I'm in your auntie room.
Let's go. Talk your talk for the tickets to the mall. Talk your talk for the tickets to the mall. Talk your talk for the tickets to the mall. Yes, sir.
With the big elbows.
Yo.